want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And here they come. Oh, all of them ready to walk off a cliff into the sea.
Ready to testify. Ready to say.
Say it, brother.
Yeah. Ready to say whatever you want.
It's a true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
They're all drinking tiny cans of Mountain Dew.
Yay!
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Clear Channel and all the ships at sea. Well, here they are, wearing patent leather slippers and handing out peanuts. It's Don Geronimo and Mike.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo! Thank you, Robbie, and I. Thank you for listening to the Don and Mike Show. A new episode on this Thursday. 02-26-04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz.
Here are the phone numbers. You got to bear with me. I got a cold.
A lot of that going around all winter.
Bear with me. Phone number 877-365-3636 from America. Canada. Oh, and we will have a spotlight on Canada.
Oh, good.
At some point, maybe if not today, we're going to get to it before the end of the week.
Well, how about that?
From Canada, 800-636-1067, Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. Well, outside of the fact that I have a cold, I guess the thing that everybody's talking about is what happened to Howard Stern. Uh-huh. And if you've listened to this show for the last couple of weeks, what did you think we were making all that stuff up?
Yeah,
you think we were lying about it? Do you think we were kidding about the climate we're in?
Let's
for the love of God,
let's deal with this right now.
Yeah,
because we're going to deal with another big controversy in just a moment.
Ooh.
The Dawn dish thing.
Oh, good.
The Dawn dishwashing liquid.
The people from Procter and Gamble are coming on the show in just a moment. So
good.
I want to make sure we get this FCC stuff handled right away.
All right.
So we can get onto the important stuff.
Right. Very good.
With today's show, like Dawn dishwashing liquid. So, first off, Channel 7, Channel 9, Channel 4, Channel 5, all the TV stations that are now calling us, asking us to comment on this.
Right.
Eat one. You want to comment? Do what you did last night on Channel 9, where at the beginning of the 11 o'clock news, they said, shock jocks in trouble, and they had a picture of a car radio on 106.7, and it was our voices. And we were saying, censorship is bad, and they went on to say this stuff about you know, Stern getting canned in these markets by Clear Channel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Clear Channel today had to go in front of Congress, and I apologize for saying yesterday it would be available on C-SPAN. It was not.
When Mel, our CEO, head of Viacom, went in front of Congress, it was on C-SPAN.
Now, we're in a unique position. We're on some Clear Channel radio stations right now. We've not been yanked. Our show hasn't been deemed indecent by them because we're living by these new rules.
That's right.
Here's what's not cool. And I say this about Infinity Broadcasting, and I say this about Clear Channel.
Okay.
Both of them. Shame on both of you guys. You've hired all of us guys. Us, Howard, Clem Todd, whatever his name
Todd is. Clem.
Cowman, all of them. You've hired all of us to do a certain type of radio.
That's right.
And none of you now has the intestinal fortitude to stand up at any point and say, listen, we'll give you some of this might be obscene, but a lot of it is very gray.
That's right.
And if you're going to take away satire, which is what you're really talking about, then you're killing us.
Right.
You're just killing us, and we might as well get out of the business. Now, neither company has said this. Infinity got up in front of Congress and came down with this zero tolerance policy, which apparently...
Well, they had that. They came after... That was after the fact. That was after they got in front of Congress.
Yes, right. Which apparently applies to everybody except Howard. And that's okay, because that's Howard, and that's what he's going to do.
Well, I think also when we came back and went on Monday with the new format that we have, it's not a new format, but when we did the modifications, we indicated to everybody that there would be, you know, don't judge us based on other shows. We're doing what we know we have to do. And believe me, we had to do it, because while they might stand behind certain individuals in this company.
Yeah.
We had it aptly demonstrated to us that they would not stand behind us.
And it remains to be seen even how much people are going to stand behind Howard and the other shows.
True.
Between us and him, you know, on the food chain here. Here's what stinks, beyond the fact that all of this is going on, beyond the fact that you are being told what is good and what is bad, and you're not being able to make the choice yourself.
That's
the government's
right.
going to decide for you what's good and what's not good. Beyond that, here's what stinks. Clear Channel knows that, boy, they're in the ringer.
Mm-hmm.
So before they got to go in front of Congress today, they fire Todd Klemm.
Right.
And then the day before, what they do is, now this is a strategic move. Howard Stern did a show on Tuesday that had sexual content.
Right.
Racial content.
Mm-hmm.
And Clear Channel, this is where they're putting the screws to infinity. The night before they go, so he does the show on Tuesday.
Right.
They come out on Wednesday and say, oh, we've now decided that the show that he did yesterday is unacceptable.
We're offended.
And we're offended, and we
right.
can't run this anymore. What they're saying, in essence, is we decided not to run it, but look, infinity is still running.
Mm-hmm. Which is pretty transparent. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious what happens in that situation. Look what we did. We're better than that other company because they're still running this. And,
now,
you know, they know the game.
Yeah. It's all about, everybody just wants things to go back to the way that they were.
Mm-hmm.
Where you could do some stuff that was in questionable taste, and if you did something awful, you get fired, like, you know, the Grease Man or whatever.
And listeners could make their own choice.
Yes, but that's not the case.
Right.
So, having said that, and I don't want to piss off anybody at Clear Channel, because we're you know, partners with them, but I just have to say, this is the most cowardly thing that I've seen yet by a broadcaster. And I'm plenty embarrassed at Infinity Broadcasting.
Yeah,
I'm plenty embarrassed at my company that, you know, it says they stand behind talent, when in reality, they don't stand behind talent.
You know, the reason we're doing what we're doing is because we know the reality of the situation is that right now, everybody that does what we do, we're all out there. We're naked.
So here's where it stands, and I never thought I'd say this, but I am going to say this now. Here in D.C., Clear Channel, the company that's decided that the show that Stern did on Tuesday was over the line, and they got a guy, a no-talent guy, who does the morning show on WWDC.
Mm-hmm.
We've known, everybody in Washington in radio knows, this guy's had a show where cuss words get through all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because, it's a mistake, we forgot to hit the button. It's a strategy. The guy is on the air doing this, and you know that the people at Clear Channel know he's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And we've never said anything about it, because it's almost like that code that doctors have with doctors. Even though disc jockeys hate disc jockeys, basically the deal has always been, we're in this together.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we're fighting for the same advertising dollar,
right,
we're in this together for free speech.
Right.
Well, now all of a sudden Clear Channel, by demonstrating this with Stern, is saying that they're not in the market for anything that's even arguably indecent.
Every man for himself.
So, I urge our listeners to listen to and tape radio station WWDC-FM, and send the tapes to the FCC, because they got a guy over there, and maybe there are guys in other markets that you could do this to as well.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a Clear Channel guy that's just obviously getting away with stuff.
Right.
And the guy we're talking about, it's people that call up on the phone and say, oh, I was out with this girl last night, and all of a sudden all this BS happened, and they go, oops, hey, you can't say that on the radio. You can't say that on the radio.
Right.
You know, it's been something that we've known about for a long time, and we've always thought it would just be something that eventually comes back to bite this company in the ass.
Well,
here's how it works. Somebody's got to complain.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's got to write a letter to the FCC. Hey, Clear Channel, if you really think that Howard's show on Tuesday was so obscene. What about the show that you got, your guy did on the station in Washington on the same day?
Exactly. I mean, you know.
Everybody.
Are we all going to eat our young? Is that what's going to happen?
Apparently.
Everybody now, all the companies have got to get together and say either there is this standard.
Right.
Or there is no standard.
Don't, you know, don't hold our guy up as the poster boy when you've got the same stuff going on with other radio shows.
Very true.
I mean, like, you know, it's really, when you talk to, you said it lacked any courage. You know, it's really, it's one thing to fire your own guy, and they did that. But it's another thing to, you know, take the Infinity guy and say, hey, we're going to fire the Infinity guy off our station.
Mm-hmm. But here's where both companies are just dead wrong. That they originally hired Clem Bubba to do whatever type of incestuous, cutting-edge, redneck radio show it is that he does. They hired Stern to do what he does. They hired us to do what we used to do. Mm-hmm. We're fine. We are chameleon like that. Mm-hmm. We're scary talented. We can adapt. But the point is, the company has to take some accountability here to say, and besides us and Howard, there are a million other guys in this company with names like Doyle and Dominski and Frank and Frosty and Heidi the Leprechaun or whatever their names are, who are hung out to dry right now. Mm-hmm. Our company's not standing behind. If you think anybody from our company has come in and said, guys, listen, go ahead, ride this out.
We will support you.
No.
We made our decision based on what we were told.
But beyond the fact that the broadcast companies are spineless, the entire process with Congress getting involved is mind-freaking blowing.
And the number one problem I have with all of this, and you brought it up before, there is no rule book. There is no guideline. There is no definitive policy from the FCC or from anybody else where you say this. Because you know what? If it's one for all for one, and if they give this policy to everybody from the lowest ranking little wannabe guy to the very top, let everybody have the same playbook.
And this is why you got to do it, because you can't say each company is going to individually do this themselves, and I'll tell you why. Because it's a competitive world.
Right.
Because you're not going to set up a set of rules where you're going to allow the other guy, because you're pulling back, to get away with more. If you say you can't drop the S-bomb, you can't even allude to sex content, and then the guy across the street is pushing it a little farther.
Right.
Well, you know, he can, because those are the rules. Listen, God damn it, just stand up for what you believe in.
Yes, please. Somebody.
And it's going to have to happen from you guys, the listener, or this type of radio is going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
This type of entertainment is going to go away.
Right.
These companies are scared, and right now they're afraid to speak up for free speech, and maybe they always will be, but somebody needs to, for free speech and for freedom of choice.
And I was thinking about this incredible task that everybody seems to shy away from, that the FCC doesn't want to definitively take on, that the corporations don't want to take on, and that is creating the guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's hard.
Yeah.
But they got to do something. Right now what you've got is a sea of gray and a witch hunt going on at the same time, where you've got people, and, you know, I'm not going to use the word persecuted, but you know, we didn't get fired. But that, if we got fired, that's pretty close to persecution when a man loses his livelihood.
So listen, guys,
it's very. Wait, let me just finish.
I know. I'm just trying to chime into
what I was going to say.
Getting motivated again now to speak.
It is really, really frustrating to put it on the blackboard. Give us all the rules, and it can be done. I was thinking about how it can be done, because there are certain areas I think that are kind of universal that we as shock jocks, we might not go in a certain. On a certain level, another guy might go on a certain level, but if you put it all out there, then we all have something that's a blueprint. And if at that point you don't adhere to it, then you suffer the consequences. But don't come to us and just say probably, maybe, we're not sure.
But let me also just say, and I know I speak for everybody here, you know what we'd like is First Amendment, where it's out there, as long as it's not patently, am I using the word that the lawyer used?
Yeah,
patently obscene.
Yeah, right.
As long as it's not one of the, you know, seven big ones, then you make the choice.
Right.
You decide if you want to turn the radio on to this station, which is advertised as a station that gives you this kind of program.
You're absolutely right. I mean, that's true. But if we're not going to have that, the next thing would be to, you know, you want to talk about guidelines, you want to talk about legislating morality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all well and good to sit there and rail against this and talk about how horrible it is. But the fact is, who's to determine this?
You either need those rules that you just mentioned, or you need to stop trying to enforce rules that don't really exist.
And for the guys here in this company, would you stop coming in every day to our office amazed, saying, you had a very funny show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we can do a funny show. I listened to Howard's show this morning. I'd say the same thing about him. Maybe he's past it. I'm not, but I'll tell you exactly what it is. You can do a radio show without having a naked girl put her hands down a clown's pants to find a piece of meat or a fish.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not giving you that. I don't think that's funny.
Right.
But you can do a show without doing that.
Absolutely.
And if that's the climate right now, do it. And all I'm saying to Infinity is let us know and let everybody else know exactly where the standards are.
And, you know, really, come out with it no matter who you are, what market you're in, how many affiliates you have, how much money you generate for the company, make it a universal.
Yeah.
You know what? And adhere to it. And you'd get, I really do believe, we would probably not be thrilled about certain, you know, lack of First Amendment rights, but we would at least know that there is a definitive policy, and not a policy that says, hey, you know, we're going to make ourselves look good by hanging you guys out to dry. Mm-hmm.
It's very disheartening. And if I could just sum this up, we told you so.
Mm-hmm.
We told you so.
We sure as hell did.
2 weeks ago, when everybody thought it was a fake suspension and we're doing it for publicity and but we're doing it because whatever the reason, we told you.
This is real.
Dude, this is 100% legit.
Mm-hmm.
And we're okay because we can adapt this show. We can adapt the show to the current climate, and we'll make it a funny show, and you'll like listening to it. You know, and if you don't, I can't stop you. That's the beauty of America.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like it, you have the choice not to listen to it. And is that not why we are having soldiers die in Iraq?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that people can have the choice to decide?
For freedom.
Mm-hmm. Right? Isn't America really based upon the premise that, even though, I'm going to use the Nazis here, so Rob, stay out of this because I'm being serious. Even though the Nazis are bad and stand for everything that's awful in our lifetimes,
mm-hmm.
what's great about America is that you can have a guy wearing a Nazi uniform, walking down the street and saying, I'm a Nazi.
It's all about First Amendment rights. It's about the right to...
You don't agree with it.
You don't agree with it.
It's offensive.
Yes, it is.
It brings up an awful time in human culture.
Mm-hmm.
But because this is America, you can have that. Now, you're telling me...
And you know, there's another freedom that nobody talks about enough. Everybody talks about freedom of speech. Freedom of choice.
Choice, right.
Freedom of choice.
Remember,
so guys,
freedom?
Listen, I think that the quick fix on this, by a lot of people saying, wait till the election...
Mm-hmm.
I've not heard anything from John Kerry saying, I'm all for freedom of speech.
No.
I've not heard anything. I don't think this is a problem that's going to be solved in November. Without getting terribly...
I think you're absolutely right.
...political on your ass, I'll also say, and Mike, this is not a... Well, you won't care. You don't like Bush. Because it's not a slam on Bush. I think it's the way politics goes.
Mm-hmm.
You do this right now, this Janet Jackson thing that happens, and you've had all this radio stuff on the back burner. Suddenly... You're not really thinking about what's happening in Iraq. Suddenly, you're not really thinking, is the economy bouncing back or not?
Hello!
Suddenly, you're not thinking, is the employment rate up or down? Suddenly, all you care about is Janet Jackson's breast was on television.
Did you have a dream last night? Did you have an epiphany last night?
And there are guys on the radio that are saying bad things.
Do you know what this is? I mean, really, there are many people saying
I have
this.
Seen the movie Wag the Dog.
I agree with you, and I think, really, I'm glad to hear you say that, because I've thought this for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
I think when people are talking about gay marriage, and people are talking about the rights of broadcasters and indecency, and everybody gets indignant, and they get passions up, and you talk about all these things, you forget about the fact, the important things in this country,
mm-hmm.
and that I've been saying for a long time, that people are over there getting their heads blown off every single week still.
For freedom.
So, and it's freaking me out.
That's what we have to say. And when we get into a phone scan later today, if you'd like to discuss it, it's okay. Just stop calling, please. if you're going to call the show, stop calling to say, I heard this so-and-so.
Yeah.
I heard this so-and-so. You know the best way to handle that? And I never thought I'd say this. Send a complaint to the FCC. Let's find out how seriously all of these companies... I want to tell you something. Our company... this is just me speaking with my personal opinion attached to nobody else with this show. It's my opinion that this company, deep in its heart, thinks, we'll get past this.
Mm-hmm.
Everything will go back to the way that it was. We
right.
still embrace this type of radio. The problem is they don't have the guts, even under the table,
right.
to pull people aside to say that,
right.
which is what scares me because...
And it will be interesting. It will be very interesting to see how things go at the top of the mountain.
It will
be very interesting to see how that situation plays out.
You know, Howard's going to lose a couple more stations. What happens when it comes to be Infinity radio stations? What happens when it gets down to that? Maybe that's when the line will finally be drawn.
You never know. I mean, right now, who the hell knows?
And my advice to him, you know, not that he gives a rat's ass about my advice. My advice would be, say a few and leave. It's the best possible exit. You got enough money. I got to think he's got enough money.
Sure.
You know, walk out. Why you just wouldn't take it anymore?
Right.
I mean, I'm here for the Benjamins.
we probably don't have a similar war chest to our friend in New York.
No, we don't. No,
and I think that really, and I feel that, you know what, Don? I just thought of this right now. I mean, we're all in different situations, but I know that you were at a level where you were frustrated, and I think you. Hung in there and made the modifications because of everybody that's attached to this show because
yeah.
you got a greater responsibility than just to yourself, and he may be going through the exact same thing.
Yeah. I'll tell
he
you,
might very well be doing that.
Because
he's a loyal guy.
Right.
I mean, he's had people on that staff for a very long
yes,
time.
He has.
Here's the thing with me and this show. It's not the fact that they're taking it away that it gets me mad. I'm not saying we can't do a show without those elements, but
right.
we can.
Mm-hmm.
What gets me mad is that this is the hypocrisy that we've been working in for the last 12 years, which is now finally in the public eye, and I'm saying, let's just resolve it
mm-hmm.
one way or the other. We can be kind of dirty and kind of innuendo and kind of edgy, or we can be vanilla clean, or we can, or vanilla queen. Or
sounds
we
like
can,
a wonderful name for a band.
Or
yeah.
we can go the opposite.
Uh-huh.
You want the crazy gross stuff? We can do that. Just tell us what you want us to do.
Right. You owe that to us.
And,
at the very least, you owe that to us. If this is a new climate, if this is a new day, if this is the way it's going to be, and that, you know, and my God, and I will tell you this, if it is, I hope there's some end in sight. Because, man, right now, I don't see an end, and it's freaking me out.
Yeah, this is not over.
Not that everything hinges on me, but on this show a lot does. And if it was me, I'd walk away, not because I was afraid that I couldn't tell fart jokes anymore,
mm-hmm.
but because I'm disheartened. Man, one thing about this job is that even with all my bitching and complaining, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love being on the radio. I love the radio business. I am absolutely wrapped up in it 24/7. That's why I'm sick today, because I haven't slept in 2 weeks. I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm thinking about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I love it so, and it kills me that all of the imagination and all of the creativity, and face it, sometimes that comes out in less than politically correct ways.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all being stifled. And I hate to quote my wife, I look at radio and I say, why would it be fun, first off, to listen to it, and second, why would it be fun to work in it? Because the reason I wanted to work in radio mm-hmm. is when I was a kid and I'd listen to these stations, I'd say, to me, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have a dream to be a movie star, be an astronaut. Me, I listen to WLS, I listen to WABC. I think, man, that's the coolest job in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You get to go in a big building with all the equipment, and
right.
you play records, you talk to people, and it's like you're not even working. You're just having fun.
Right.
And it just seems...
And that's what they're killing us. They're taking that away. I mean, we're okay.
Yeah.
You know, just tell us where we stand.
Exactly. They're killing us because they're not telling us where we all stand. If they tell us where we all stand and we all play from the same rules, it's almost like a salary cap in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what it is like if everybody's got the same salary cap, you can do with what you have what you do. And it's just, that's what it is. I'd like to know where the parameters are. And then we all play in the same by the same rule book. Then let's shake it out and see who's best.
Right.
That's really, I like that even playing field.
So having said that, now we're going to move on with the show. The one thing that I'll leave you with us in this discussion, and you call it what you will, I call it karma. Buzz had on his news show yesterday the woman who went to the Passion of the Christ and died.
Had a seizure, right?
Yeah. Right. She was a general manager for two Wichita Clear Channel radio stations.
Oh, my God.
Now, I ask you, is there a God?
That's
very strange.
Ladies
and gentlemen, if you're looking for a sign, this may be your sign.
Well, that might tell us all something. Maybe we all have to be very careful.
No, or...
No, or yes.
That's for squealing, that's squealing on us, is what that's for.
Is that what that's about?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's karma.
You know, can we all agree that we'll probably get the answer at some point?
Oh, yeah.
Well, not soon, but eventually. Hopefully not soon.
Yeah, I don't think so. Now, we got a break. Rob, can you tell the people?
Ask them if they can wait.
This was important.
Ask them if they can wait, because we have on the line, and what a great segue this is from us saying that we want to do cutting-edge radio, but we're capable of doing this.
Everything.
We would do this on a regular show.
Right.
If we could say all the bad words we could say before and all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We had a discussion yesterday on the show. Can you really clean 10,000 dishes with one container of Dawn like they do in the commercial?
If you break now, they'll call back after the commercial.
When we come back from Procter & Gamble, we'll be joined by Bethany Freeman, assistant brand manager, Matt, who works in product development, and Lachelle Lewis, who's a spokesman for Procter & Gamble.
Cool. You know, I'm looking at this list of people. We've got the brand manager, the product development guy, and then the spokesman. I think we probably talk very little to the spokesman.
Right. Well, yeah. I think we pepper them with our questions.
Sounds like lobbyists.
How can you really clean 10,000 dishes with one container of Dawn unless you want the dishes to be dirty and moldy? And
don't forget the bicycle chain.
From that guy yesterday.
Yeah.
And, man, when we were talking about bottled water yesterday on the show, it was like I was not feeling great yesterday. I woke up today, I've got whatever this thing is, this cold, and I was watching on TV, and they said, here's one of the best ways to get sick. If you're one of those people that drinks water out of a bottle, but you don't go to the store and buy it all the time, you refill it all the time like I do, and I thought I'm safe even because I'm the only one.
Right.
I fill it up, I drink it, I put it back in the cabinet. There's no spooge around or anything. Mold and bad stuff.
Bacteria.
There you go. Grow in that bottle.
Right.
And I was thinking about it. I got the bottle out after I watched the show on TV. I went to Poland Springs, I think, and I look at it, and it's got to be from when it was hot outside. I mean, because that's the day
was
I remember.
Was it moldy?
I remember buying the bottle of water one day at a gas station
when it was
hot outside.
Wow.
No, because every day, well, at least not to the naked eye.
Yep. Yeah, germs. But in there, if you got a microscope.
I think if I put the CSI light on it.
Happy organisms.
A lot of swimming going on.
So now, you know, here's the problem. I've either got to go out every day and spend $1.79 to buy the water, or I've got to
buy a case of it.
Well,
buy a case of bottles,
Mike,
like they have in the store.
No, I don't.
I can recommend a great service that'll deliver it to your home for free.
What is that?
I can't think of the name of it.
There you
Crystal
go.
Crystal Springs? I don't know. Carrie handles that.
It's
water.
It was like the meeting the other day. What is it as we press you on it?
I'm familiar with that. I don't want like the Culligan man coming to my house.
And bringing bottles right to your door.
You know what I like?
I mean, are you talking about the big ones, the big bottles?
No, but they also will bring you cases of bottled water as well.
Well, still, that's another guy that I have to come in contact with.
Yeah, hi, guy.
Delivery is great, isn't it?
Delivery is great.
Leave it on your steps.
Can I just say one quick thing? There's a guy out there named Brian who works for a heating and air conditioning company out there.
Mm-hmm.
Our heater in our house is broken. And I want to say, Brian, if you're listening, you're the coolest. Because he knows that I generally like to live in a Howard Hughes-like environment.
Yeah, you like it absolutely, you know, frigid, cold.
Yeah, well, no, not only that, but I mean,
you like to be left alone.
I like looking out the window and seeing.
Oh, you're talking about somebody who didn't have any personal contact with you, and you're thanking him for that.
Yes, because
thank you for not disturbing
you. Here's what he did. He said, we got to work on this thing outside. He said, but I know that you've got things to do and you have to get ready for work, meaning, you know, I like just schlubbing around and getting on the computer to do what I got to do.
Right.
He said, so I've got to go to another job, but I've got my guy outside, and here's what we're going to do. We're going to fix your heater, and then he's just going to get in his car, and he's going to drive away. Mm-hmm. And he's not even going to...
Isn't that great?
...come to the door and say hi or anything.
Suddenly they look up on the second floor, and there are these little beady eyes shattering between. Figure, yeah.
He's just going to slip the thing into your mailbox.
Right.
The little, you know, notice of the payment due... And I said,
Mr. Source, we finished out here.
Thank you. Just leave the bill.
Not even
just,
that.
Just do me a favor and slide the bill under the door.
Michael Source.
Well, we're going to get going now. You should be all right. Is there anything else we can do?
Because no, that's
just,
me.
Just please leave.
That's me. That's just how antisocial and afraid of people I am.
So by avoiding you, you've grown closer.
Yes, yes.
That's beautiful.
And I allowed him even further into the inner sanctum. He was standing in my cave with me,
uh-huh.
You know, saying... Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep him outside. So what I'm doing then, while the guy's outside looking at this thing, now I'm feeling weird.
What, but did you go to the window and just sit there like Dorothy with the guys coming up your window?
I did.
Like the M&Ms coming up?
I did go up to the second story, and at one point I look out my wife's window into the little girl room.
Please go away!
And I look out there, and I see, oh, he's still out there doing the stuff. Still out there doing the stuff. And meanwhile, the dogs have to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
But I'm saying to the dogs, mm-hmm. You have to wait until the man leaves.
Because I'm going to have contact with him.
Because, well, listen, if I let the dogs out, the man working on the heater... is going to know that there's somebody at home.
Right,
that there really
too.
Is.
But he knew you were home anyway.
No, I don't think he did. The guy
really?
Was, I see this guy, Brian.
So he gets the whole job done by not even, you know, just showing up and doing it.
Yeah, this guy, Brian, knows that I...
Thank God he didn't have to come inside to fix anything. I'm
deathly afraid. Oh, they've come inside before, Mike.
You hide upstairs.
You bet I do.
Just to let yourself in.
Oh, let me know when it's okay.
There's some cookies on the table.
We got a break. We'll be right back. Ellen, we'll get to the bottom of this Dawn thing.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, I get it. You're joking. Well, I've got a sense of humor. I laugh at Tony Danza. Of course, if you aren't joking, I feel bad and I apologize.
I laugh at Tony Danza.
I laugh at Tony Danza. I laugh at Tony Danza.
All right, that's it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Nice! The Don and Mike Show.
Let's see. My brother Jim just called during the commercials.
Oh.
Told him to call in. He's got some kind of busy schedule, but he does have...
Do you have a story to tell us?
On the Jim scale, a major announcement.
A major announcement? Wow.
Major announcement.
Well, you know, he's had some major announcements. I can't wait.
From James Phillips Source, coming up in a second. Robbie, remind me after we talk about Dawn dishwashing liquid, the conspiracy with my wife and the Chinese food yesterday.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Something afoot?
Yeah, I think so. Mm. Joining us now...
Something wicked this week, huh?
One, two, three people. Bethany Freeman. Let's see, are you there, Bethany?
I'm here, hello.
You're the assistant brand manager, Bethany?
Yes, I am, Dawn dishwashing liquid.
And Matt, who works in product development, Matt?
Yes, hello.
And Lachelle Lewis, who's the spokesperson for Procter & Gamble.
That's correct.
Hi there.
But you all sound so perky.
All right, here's...
We are, we're excited.
Here's the deal, and welcome to free publicity.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen your ad... with Evel Knievel jumping over the 10,000 dishes, and I want to know how you can really wash, and I mean cleanly wash, clean enough to eat off of.
And I will have a question about the quality of the dishes that were washed.
10,000 dishes with only one squeeze bottle of Dawn dishwashing detergent.
Well, we set up a bunch of sinks, added 120 gallons of water to the sinks, and dispensed the Dawn in the sinks, and then we just had like assembly lines. We had... over 100 people washing the plates. We actually fed people breakfast, some eggs that morning. And then just
What was on the plates?
Eggs and salsa and cooked in butter.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Now, do you have documentation of this, or are you just,
it's videotaped. You saw the commercial.
No. How much Dawn did you put in the... How much... you had how many? 100 sinks?
Well, no, we had 13 sinks, I think.
13 sinks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And how much water was in each sink?
Well, 120 gallons divided by 13, so.
Okay, so then in each load of dishes was how much?
Oh,
well,
I'm trying to get the math down here. I want to figure this out.
We stacked 10,000 dishes for Robbie's Jump, but we actually cleaned over 13,000 dishes. I think the exact number was 13,350 dishes.
So Don, she's saying
from one bottle?
They did more.
Darling, here's what I'm saying to you. You'd have to bring the dish to me to show me that it would really be clean enough to eat off, because in theory, you could wash, if you had enough water, you could wash 100,000 dishes with one drop of Dawn. It would depend how clean you want the dishes to be.
Were they all squeaky, Bethany?
I'm sure they were all squeaky. We actually have, we work with legal to make sure that our formula is up to standards to make this claim.
That is the answer that I was looking for.
They have legal documentation.
If you run it past the legal, would you mind passing that along? Could you send a copy? Could you send a copy?
Is it true? We were talking about this yesterday on the show. Is it really true that they use the dishwashing liquid on oil spills and things like that?
Yeah, we actually have a Save a Duck program where we clean birds, wildlife that have been affected by oil spills, and we donate product every time there's an oil spill, and the experts use Dawn to clean the ducks to set them free.
How many takes did it take Robbie Knievel to get his two or three lines of dialogue?
Perfect every time.
He was great. He was a super person to work with.
What's the secret ingredient in Dawn? I'm going to ask this of Matt.
Is it soap?
The product the product development guy. What's in there, Matt, that makes this such a big oil killer?
Besides soap.
Besides soap?
Mm-hmm. Besides soap.
I was about to tell you all the things we put in there.
Uh-huh.
What are you trying to be like?
Have a lot of surfactant in there. A lot of ingredients for studs and a lot of...
Can you tell immediately I go to the technical guy and the communication breaks down? Like, he's talking when we talk and doing all that.
He wants to tell you about the 11 herbs and spices that he's put in. This guy's not going to tell you the
Kentucky
truth.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, Matt. Come on.
Tell you the truth.
So does it contain an ingredient or ingredients that your competitors don't have? Is that why people choose it for cutting grease?
We actually have the same ingredients as our competitors.
You do. Really? It's what makes
so
yours.
So what you're saying is, I could go buy a bottle of Cascade and clean 10,000 dishes with that as well.
Because Cascade you use in your dishwasher.
Yes, yeah, for dishwasher. That's dishwashing automatic dishwasher.
Well, palm olive.
There you go, palm olive.
Right. Lachelle, what makes Dawn so special?
Well, Dawn is a brand that, I mean, it's been around for so long. It's loved by consumers. We've proven, as we did with this event, in L.A., that we go the distance, you know, that there's a lot of value in a bottle of Dawn. 125-ounce bottle of Dawn. Wash more than 10,000 dishes, so.
Hey, Lachelle, how do you feel about people in our audience who I know are listening right now on a budget who have to use it to bathe with? And I'm not kidding. Am I the only one?
Spoken like a man who's maybe been there.
Am I the only one in this room that's been poor enough to really say there happened back in the day? There were times when.
Did you wash with dishwashing liquid in the day?
I actually.
Yeah, I wash my hair and would wash my private areas. Yes.
Really? Okay. Yeah, we definitely don't recommend that. I wouldn't recommend that.
Why? Would there be irritation?
No irritation, but that's not the best use of the formula.
You know, we have ivory. We've got so many other different things.
Oh, there you go.
Stop with the plugs.
With the product.
Here's the thing. If you're broke, you buy this and you get three things out of it. First,
would it make your hair squeaky clean?
If it
grease
out of your hair.
If it does all that, right. Yeah. So first,
your hair starts coming out in clumps.
You'd be able to wash your dishes.
Right.
Second, you could wash your car.
Right.
Who hasn't washed their car and gone in and got
I have washed my car with dishwashing liquid.
Of course.
And that's okay.
Oh, so that's okay, but it's not okay to use it as shampoo?
Well, you know, we just don't...
Or in my case, the all-over body wash.
I'm sure it would be much nicer to use Pantene.
Pantene,
there you go.
Another
Procter and Gamble.
Hey, what about brushing the teeth?
Corporate shill.
No, Crest is much better for that.
Crest. I'm just trying to get all the products. Could you eat for breakfast? Could you eat
the Pringles?
Enough. Here's the deal. Now you send us a big box of all of your products.
Yeah, you got to send us stuff now. We've never been this shameless giving someone free publicity.
Only because we didn't believe your claim.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's videotaped. How could you not believe it?
Oh, it's a videotape. How could you not believe it?
You know, you believe everything you see on
videotape.
Like David Blaine. Yeah, we want the, I think we want a supersize box of products. Yeah.
We would love to send you guys products.
Thank
Fantastic.
You.
Hold on. And thank you, Bethany.
You've all been very nice.
Congratulations on your success.
From Procter & Gamble.
Thank you so much.
Bethany, Matt, and Lachelle. Thank you, guys. Hold on a second, please. Hold on for your prizes.
Well, I'm shocked.
Basically, when
and
I...
Was I right about the spokesperson, you know, came in with the weakest... Oh, it's been around for a long time.
And what I got out of that, basically, it's the same as all the other stuff.
Yeah,
all the same. I'm shocked and embarrassed to learn that, because I was saying I thought it had some magical ingredient.
Well, I believe there was one person on this show who claimed it was better than everything else.
Yeah.
Rob...
Still is better.
I just know that right now there's two ladies that are wanting to beat the hell out of that guy. It's no different than anything else.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's not what you say.
See, that's the technical guy that's not going to lie to you.
You can trust him. Yeah.
It's the same stuff. And I maintain you can watch
it. It's the same stuff. It's really no different. The compounds are identical.
Listen, so it's all PR. And listen, if it or any other dishwashing product could clean up the Exxon Valdez...
Uh-huh.
And your car.
And right. ducks.
And dishes and ducks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God, you could use it on your hair.
Well, it's really drying, though. It would over-dry your skin and your hair. That's the problem with a soap like that.
Hold on a second, but in a pinch, Buzz. Here's Gail. Gail?
Hi.
You wash your hair with Dawn?
I used to when I was, like, when big hair was in and you used to tease it way up.
No, that'll work.
And after a week of hairspray buildup, I would get just clumps of hairspray that I couldn't get out with regular hairspray. Or some regular shampoo.
So you'd use Dawn?
I'd use the Dawn, let it sit for a few minutes, wash it out, and then use like a heavy conditioner on it once a week.
Wow, did it get the there smell of go. Cigarette smoke out of your hair?
Cigarette smoke, beer, gin, whatever.
Whatever. Thank you, honey.
Uh-huh.
See you later.
Wow. I can't believe you didn't mention their chief competitor.
Bye-bye.
Who's that? Joy! That's one of my favorite products. Joy!
Try the almonds.
Oh, and that's the great Rupert Pupkin.
Yeah.
The right who's got the, here, want to see my pride and joy?
Right, joy.
And then he pulls out the thing. And you know, incidentally, can I just mention something that I find rather liberating about having to do the show that we're doing now and we're all fine with?
What is that?
I just want to point this out. I don't think anymore, given this climate and the type of show that they want us to do, I don't think we have to back reference anymore what joy is or what pride is to today's metrosexual who might not know the references that we're making.
Yeah, okay.
Right, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, we don't have to go. We don't have to explain things.
Explain everything.
Right. I mean, as far as like going way back,
that is liberating.
I mean,
are you talking about Pupkin?
Yeah.
You're saying like it's King of Comedy?
Like anybody that's listening to this show now, given the fact that you're not going to hear us talk about how we'd love to have sex with strippers and you know, put things in places and stuff like that.
Right.
Okay, so it's a given. Mm-hmm. If you're going to listen to the show, you got to at least have a working knowledge of King of Comedy.
So popular culture is what you're talking about.
Right. That we shouldn't have
popular
to.
Popular culture. I mean, you got to give us a date, though. Popular culture, circa and forward.
Circa, what was the year we were born? 58? 57?
59.
All right, 60.
60.
Circa 60.
We can references and we don't have to back sell them.
And if you're talking to Buzz, that would be circa 30.
That's right.
Oh, I saw a great movie about when Buzz was kicking around. That movie with Kevin Costner and Robert Duvall, Open Range.
Yeah.
It was great.
Buzz was in the
1890s. Those were the days.
Buzz was an extra in that movie, wasn't
he? Yeah, he was fantastic.
But I mean,
and a technical consultant.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello. John.
Hey, Don and Mike.
John.
Hey,
hi.
How you doing?
Hey.
What's up, guys? I just want to let you know, the other day I washed one dish with 1/10,000th of a bottle of Dawn.
1/10,000th.
Later, hello. Don and Mike show. Marty, hello.
Hey, guys. Hey, I wanted to give a testimonial. I operate some car washes here in California. Whenever we have hydraulic leaks, oil leaks, we pour Dawn into our water tank to separate the oil from the water so we can skim it out.
But listen, what the people from Procter & Gamble said was, my friend, do yourself a favor. Go to the El Cheapo aisle.
Right.
Buy the generic, because as the guy from Procter & Gamble said,
it's the same.
They're all the same.
They have to have the ingredients on there, right? So it's easy. Or do they? Do they? No, they don't have to list any secret ingredients that they might have.
So, it's not like food products where you have to list all the ingredients.
It's not like
and
that.
And think about that. Like, they have some super soap ingredient that nobody else has.
Herbs and spices.
Come on.
Well, they might. I mean, you know, like with laundry detergent, sometimes they use an enzyme or something that their competitor doesn't
have. Seeds.
Yeah.
twigs.
And also, it's not just the ingredients, but the secret amounts.
Blood.
Yes, the formula. The mouth.
Don and Mike. Hello, John.
Rob rallying on his experience at the local Safeway grocery store.
John. John. Hi, John.
Comes in handy.
How are you doing?
We're doing great.
Just I wanted to provide a little insight about using Dawn for car washing.
Yeah.
It will strip off the wax off your car.
Yeah, it can dry out the paint.
I've heard that, but I've always lived with the consequences. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always that way when you get a car. At first, when you get a car, you think, I'm always going to treat this car so beautifully. And my car... You've seen my car. It's pretty clean.
Yeah, you were the only one when we were going through those ice storms and they had all the grit and the sand and the mud on the roads. Your car was pristine.
Well, you know why? Because I would always go to those cheapo car washes with the Exxon, mm-hmm. the kind that you shouldn't go to that have, like, those plastic brushes.
They're brushes, right? And they dig into the upholstery.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Horrible.
Well, how do they dig into the upholstery?
The finish.
It goes right through the body.
Dig into the upholstery if you got your windows.
So if you ever look closely, if you go into one of those real bad ones, and they don't, you know, and they talk, that's why car washes say brushless. You go into the brush upholstery, not the upholstery, I keep saying upholstery, and they actually smear rubber or plastic off of those bristles onto your car.
But I'm saying it's like after a while, you know. So it's still a good looking car. I keep good care of it.
If you do it enough, the outside of your car has a plastic sheen on it.
That'd be nice. Mm-hmm. Nice cool plastic sheen.
Nice cool gun.
Hello, Danielle.
Yes.
Hi.
I have a Jack Russell with serious skin allergies. She gets hot spots from chewing on herself. I bathe her in Joy, and it takes all the hot spots away.
Wow.
See, now, look at what you found out on this show today. Hey, where's that freaking Heloise lady when we need her? I mean, she needs us. We're all up in her territory right now.
Right. Thanks for sharing with us where the hot spots are on your dog. That's a little dangerous right there.
Yeah.
We almost went into the peanut butter cabinet there.
We did. Tell me, how often do you do this to your dog?
How often do you bathe your dog?
Every other week.
Wow.
Whether he needs it or not.
And I'm
assuming it's a he. I did not know reason to even ask about
it. Is it a male dog?
It's a female.
Oh, no, really?
Rubber is fast and as hard as I want to.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. You and your dog. I'm sorry. We try to behave now, but when you talk about a dog and dishwashing liquid and hot spot,
this temptress.
Let me just ask this. Do you own a video camera?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Great show, guys.
Bye. Thanks. Send us a tape. Hello, Joe. Mike.
Don and Mike.
Oh, no. Who is this? Is this
Don and Mike?
Is this a guy?
Yes.
I got all kinds of different names on the screen. Who is this?
Mike.
Hi, Mike. What can we do for you?
Don and Mike Joy dot dishwashing liquid is people.
And that is to me.
Oh, was that like a Soylent Green thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, Don, real quick.
What?
This whole FCC thing was solved a long time ago by a genius on the radio, and the whole solution to the whole problem is Grease Mayonnaise.
No, I want to tell you, and I'll be very honest with you, because you're bringing up a valid point, saying that one way to get around this is to come up with...
A made-up language.
Yeah, and he got into trouble when he started speaking that offshoot of that language, bigotese.
Yeah, as long as you don't talk about dragging black people from your bumper,
now,
you
listen,
can say...
This is what we were told. Mm-hmm. You can't come up with a fake name that you're going to use and reference to the audience.
That's the latest.
Even if it is a generic name, let's say that you wanted to, for your reproductive organ, call it a... windmill. A windmill. Something as pedestrian as a windmill.
Mm-hmm.
The way it was explained to us, once you've hipped the audience to the fact...
Yeah, and you repeat it, you're done.
...that the word is windmill, right. Anyone that calls in and says, I've got a big windmill, right away...
You're done.
You know, that's it, you're out.
So they jumped on that one.
So listen, I say to you again, though, can't you listen to and enjoy a show that doesn't talk... about penises? I'm capable of doing it.
I'm enjoying
it. Mike's capable of doing it.
Right.
This is the climate we're in. We're not into... trust me, we've been through this with them. We asked about the funny names. The answer is no. So just deal with it.
Would you ever think that the whole world would revolve around Janet Jackson's left boob?
Listen, it didn't. It was a convenient excuse.
Yeah. I think it was really, and we were discussing this the other day, I think it was lingering out there. It was waiting, mm-hmm. and, you know, and
that was the catalyst.
Election year, man, that's it. I mean, and it was probably going to happen eventually, and it did. And that was the catalyst.
And wait till you see the backlash against these gay marriages. It's going to be the same thing.
Well, right here. Here you go. Those are your two election topics.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, maybe how it's been orchestrated, or maybe it's just dumb luck.
You never know.
Dumb luck. It's fallen into their hands. But here's what it is. Instead of worrying about the things we should be worried about.
Right, like the economy and the war.
We are now worried about homos getting married and disc jockeys talking about sex on the radio.
Right.
But the gay people gained so much acceptance just in the last 5 or 10 years.
Doesn't matter. Gay people will suffer the exact same problems as disc jockeys will.
But they pushed it too far. They pushed it one step too far.
No, they didn't.
Shut up. Go back and listen to Grease Man.
I get out
God
of here.
Idiot.
Yeah. Gays pushed it too far.
I mean, really?
Well, there may be a occasion where that happened, but someone went too far.
Yeah, it's what we're dealing with right now.
Just pushed too far.
And, you know, nobody is talking about issues of real significance. Right. And, you know, you and I have both felt the same way. Do we like what we do? Yeah. Do we enjoy what we do? Do we consider it all that incredibly important?
No.
Not one little bit.
No, listen,
there is so much more important in the world.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what's important in the world? I never talked about this. Go home, exercise personal responsibility, love your kids, do the whole thing. You know, I mean, this stuff doesn't really matter, folks. It really doesn't.
But the only way that they're going to get that message, sad to say, is if you get out and either vote or do what I'm going to do. I'm making a protest vote. Nader's my vote because, at least at this point, neither of the other guys has shown me that they got a handle on this.
You know, I tell you, I'm going to be very curious to see what both candidates say, and then of course I will vote the way I always vote anyway.
Democratic, and I think with
but
no,
I would you know I would
I mean it's really with no offense I don't think any more you can say. Democratic means open minded.
I listened to what you listened to, and I listened to both Republicans and Democrats making political hay.
Yeah,
out of this issue, and
exactly
and it made me very, very angry. It really made me angry. It made me so angry that I didn't even, you know, I wasn't even introspective on it. I didn't think about what we do. I was thinking about, okay, come on, what are you doing here? You know, I mean, you're making yourself look good, and you're making all these statements. What have you really voted on to help people?
Right. You know, and again, for the record, and we'll stop this. We'll stop talking about it when you guys stop talking about it.
Sure, absolutely.
The guy, what it said on the screen was he wanted to say that Joy was cheap.
But he had a second topic.
But then he got onto a second topic, which is okay. We'll go with that. We've already outlined our stance.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
very well. You know, and can I just say one thing, and I don't want to be political, but because everybody seems to be bringing the gays getting married into this at the same time. You know, you're talking about, you're legislating this. You want a constitutional amendment. You're getting everybody in an uproar about this. What do you want? What do you want? What's the end game?
Yeah, and, you know,
what is the end game? They're going to be. Here's the reality. Don't we all agree? There are going to be gay people. There are gay people in this
but
world.
But like, here's what they would say.
That's it.
They would say. That's fine. We accept them. Put them where we can't see them. Don't give them the same rights as we do.
And that's the same thing that happened during the civil rights era.
So the caller, I'm saying, why do you care? What? How is it going to ruin that guy's life if gay people marry?
And you say the same thing. What does it matter if we or Stern or Man Cow, whatever the name is? Oh, who are you hurting? Show me the study that says kids are going down this wayward path because of shock radio.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Show me. Because there is no document.
Right. Anybody ever talk about a bigger issue, about like society in general, and the fact is that we're all under a hell of a lot more pressure? Everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody is.
Like, that's why I think, even in this new climate, I'm glad to tell you that not only can we entertain, not only can we educate,
mm-hmm.
but we help you save a few pennies.
Right.
I'm urging a boycott of Procter & Gamble products. Dawn. The Dawn dishwashing.
Hey, we're not going to get our stuff now.
The Dawn dishwashing liquid.
You think they're at fault?
Yes, I do.
All right. There
yes,
you go.
I do. And I believe that Congress should immediately look into this. I think that we should have some type of C-SPAN presentation.
We should have a hearing.
That we should get them all out there. I mean, right. you got Palmolive, you've got Colgate, you've got Procter & Gamble, all those products. Mm-hmm. Let's get them all there. Amen. Let's have a good old-fashioned witch hunt.
Mm-hmm. I'm not giving up my Pringles.
And this guy from Clear Channel, I don't know which one it was today, that was testifying in front of Congress. It was Hogan, maybe?
Yes, Hogan.
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 Good name, Hogan. So, he's the guy that's been in charge of Clear Channel. Mm-hmm. He's been the overall boss of Todd Klemm.
Mm-hmm.
There's material that Todd Klemm did back in the year 2000, 4 years ago, that's been in front of the FCC. It's been shown to Mike. It's been shown to me. It's been shown to every disc jockey. Don't do this. Don't do this. Don't do this. Clear Channel has known this and has had mm-hmm. this documentation from the FCC for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what this douche said today. He got in front of Congress and said, now, keep in mind, this is the guy that hired the disc jockey to do the show. 4 years ago, when he did the material, nobody called him in and said, don't do this anymore, you violated standards.
Exactly.
4 years ago, you know what they did?
Right.
They took the money, they put it in the bank, and they did what they always do, because it's a business. So today, the guy, when he's under oath in front of Congress, says, I have just looked at transcripts of the Bubba the Love Sponge show. I am horrified. I would not allow my 9-year-old daughter to listen to this.
No. He didn't say that. He said, I would not let a Clear Channel station. It was not that he would not allow, was it, Don? Because you said it to me a different way in the office that was really indicating that, you know, he was amazed that came out of a Clear Channel station, wasn't he?
The gist was, he was bringing his kid into it.
He was bringing his kid into it, but it wasn't like he was saying, I wouldn't allow my kid. I mean, when your kid was a certain age, you wouldn't let him listen to certain, and I wouldn't let my kids listen to certain things.
Right.
He was talking about it in more of a sense of that it would come out of a Clear Channel station.
And the
like, I was shocked that would come out of a Clear Channel station.
When 4 years ago,
when my kid was in the car, right? Didn't he say it like that?
I'm not sure, but yeah,
right.
But my point is, what, 4 years ago when your kid was five, as opposed to nine,
right?
It was okay.
Yeah.
Four years ago.
How long has that guy been CEO? That's what I'd like to know. How long has he been at the reins of Clear Channel? How long has he been heading up the company? And has he been heading up the company while this is all going on?
Unless he just got the job, like, in the last 72 hours.
Right.
I'd call him responsible.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd also say, I would wager he lied in front of Congress today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would wager that he perjured himself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't believe it. I don't believe it. If you really thought that this programming is so awful for kids, why you've been running it for so many years?
I'd like to find out how long he's been there.
And how about this? If you really feel this bad, why don't you find out how much revenue was generated by the show that's so offensive?
Yeah.
And why don't you give that money to charity, to a children's charity?
Excellent idea.
Ah, but you couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't do that because there's the great double standard.
Yeah, it's a strange, strange world.
Great double standard. And listen, don't get me wrong. They're no better around here. They're no better around here. They're walking around this building today going, huh, do you believe Clear Channel? Do you believe the way that they don't stand behind their employees?
They're indignant.
You're like, they're indignant
amazing.
About
like
it.
They stood behind us.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Or anybody. And if you think they're standing behind Howard Stern, you know, maybe they will. We've always said that he has a different deal.
He does.
However, just wait and see what happens.
It's not over yet.
Just wait and see what happens.
We're in a strange climate right
now.
Very strange.
It's all I'm saying. And all you guys, just take off.
Take off!
And you listeners out there, really, send a letter, send an email, call somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know. Because God knows they hear from the other side. They hear morons like G. Gordon Liddy. And God, if that Monopoly Man is on TV one more time discussing a topic that he has nothing, absolutely nothing to speak on. He knows nothing of this. Here's his radio show. He reads the newspaper.
He reads out of the newspaper.
So I turn on...
And his ratings showed that.
I turned the thing on...
And continue to show that.
Last night, and he's like the only one that'll talk to him, mm-hmm. right? Because all the other DJs have been told not to talk to the media.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's only affecting the potty mouths. It's only affecting the potty mouths. It's only affecting them. Oh, just shut up. Shut up.
Please. Yeah, you know what, really? Where is he? On the big scale of things in our business.
He's way further down the list than you and I.
I mean, absolutely.
And yet he's on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So he...
Yeah, because he broke into a building.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, really badly.
And the only reason...
Yeah, because he's a failed burglar.
The only reason he's on TV last night is that he's the only guy that is allowed to talk to TV.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody ever remember that? You know, that's a problem. We do not look at history in this
that
country.
He screwed it up.
I mean, that he screwed up a burglary.
He's a hero. He's a hero.
He was
American
Nixon's
hero.
Fall guy.
Right?
He's an American hero.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Okay. Listen, we got a break because my brother's going to be calling with his life-changing announcement.
I can't wait to hear that. Oh, really?
In just a second.
Wow. Right? Life-changing is he... Are we talking about transgender?
I cannot tell you.
Wow.
I cannot tell you. Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Here's an amazing act. Here's a tremendous act. Here's a startling act. The amazing, the thrilling, the greatest, spectacular, incredible, exciting, wonderful, world fame, most unusual novelty act.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Good heavens. No.
Nice! The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we'll give the call from my brother here in a second.
Big news from your brother.
I think so. Wow. I got a lot of stuff I want to talk about here. Kelly Ripa. Chinese food. But first, this would be an announcement for those in the Washington, D.C. area. We know something that you don't know.
Yeah.
And it's not something about the FCC or anything like that.
We just heard something.
Wow.
And I'm going to say it because I know it's true. After so long with the Washington Redskins broadcast team, Frank Herzog is out.
Wow.
And Larry Michael is in.
Really?
Our buddy Larry replaces our other kind of buddy, Frank.
Yeah.
On the Redskins play-by-play.
Good heavens. Larry Michael, wasn't it? Yes. Wow. Yes. We just heard that.
So how about that?
That's big news.
Run to your typewriters. We've just broken the news.
Yeah, we scooped it.
Frank's out. Larry's in.
Huh.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Washington Redskins want to announce... No, they don't want to announce. They don't want us to say it, but we know it's true. It's happened.
Right.
Yeah. Frank's out.
Official.
Frank's out. I don't even know what's going on there.
Frank's out. Larry's in. We don't have any details. We just heard it. It'd be interesting to hear.
All I know is if Frank's out and Larry's in, why don't they get rid of Sam and put me on? I mean, really.
Yeah, that'll happen now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can always tell when he really wants something to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll happen now.
Yeah, right now. Now's the best time of the world for that. So anyway, there you go. That's a radio bulletin.
Sure is.
And send that over to Channel 9 and ask Frank Herzog if he'd like to come on and discuss it on our show. Because I'm sure he'll feel the same way
mm-hmm.
that I felt last night and today when Channel 9 called us and said, hey, we'd really love you guys to come on to talk about this.
Yeah, to comment about all
shock jock.
Sure, why not?
Right. No thanks. So anyway, right there, bulletin. Bulletin. After all those years in the booth together, that's too bad. I'm torn because Larry's a great guy, and if it
proves to be confirmed, it's going to be the end of an era.
It's done.
You're trouble.
That's right.
You are trouble with a capital T.
It's done. I'm telling you, it's a done deal.
I don't trust anything I hear.
You have my word. You have my word as a broadcaster.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, it's a done deal.
Note the time.
And
it's alleged.
No, it's true. It's true. It's absolutely true.
I don't believe anything.
Poor Frank.
I don't believe anything I hear.
Mm-hmm. Put out to pasture. Seems to me, and again, just one man's opinion.
Yeah?
Seems to me, if you got those three studs, if you got Sonny, Sam, and Frank in the broadcast booth,
Right. Maybe
there was another horse that's a little more ready for the glue factory you could have booped out first. Just my humble opinion.
Yeah. Sure.
It's my humble opinion.
Right.
But it has been decided, as Rick Dees would say.
And I think it's a tremendous audition that you're doing for the color commentary.
Oh, no, there's not a chance. You know they won't come near me anyway. I'm funding, of course. But Sonny, Sam, and Frank called the games for, I believe, 85 years.
Yes.
Before there was even radio, mm-hmm.
yes.
those guys sat around and watched the Washington Redskins play.
They were on the newsreels.
Yeah. And they,
this is RFK Stadium.
For a while, they would just run around from town to town with a big megaphone announcing what had happened at yeah. the game.
This is football. Leather helmets.
Anyway, so if Frank's out. That's too bad. Frank is a nice guy.
Yeah, he is.
And Larry's a nice guy, and we wish them the best of luck. Yeah. And, hey, you couldn't have picked a better time to join Infinity Broadcasting
Amen.
On a full-time basis, Larry.
Because they'll back you. Yeah, Larry, watch out for the sex talk.
Yeah.
During those football.
You know how you are.
And Larry, seriously, my piece of advice for you, if you're listening, my friend, and I know he probably is, keep that nose right where it's at. And you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
And respect to Dan Snyder.
Ah.
Good job, Larry.
Seems to be working for him.
Listen, Larry's brown-nosed for years. He knows it. He's
yeah.
told me.
Yeah.
He's brown-nosed because he wanted the job.
Right.
He wanted the job.
Your nose is clean, however.
Yeah, when we had Dan Snyder on the show, I didn't call him Mr. Snyder.
No. Right.
I called him Dan. You called him Dan.
I called him Mr. Schneider. Larry, I call him Dan Schneider.
Larry calls him Mr.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Snyder.
Yeah.
You notice Gibbs doesn't call him that.
Kind of the end of an era. Kind of the end of an era.
Yes, it is.
If it proves to be true.
Mike, it is true. It is fact. You heard it today on the Don and Mike Show. And hey, give us some credit, Washington Post, while you're writing that we're awful and that the FCC has fined us and everything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Write that you heard that here first.
Yeah, no.
And just in case Mr. Snyder is listening today, my question is, as I ponder all of the off-season moves the Redskins have made mm-hmm. as a season ticket holder,
yes.
and I'm very happy with a lot of the moves. Joe Gibbs,
sure. mm-hmm.
Mark Brunell, mm-hmm. You get Clinton Portis in. Here's my question, though. Mm-hmm. What new merchandise are you going to surprise me with this year at the stadium?
You're just going to have to wait.
You're already ready for that.
What new brand of Redskins merchandise can you possibly pry out of my wallet?
If they provide it to you, you will buy it, right?
And I just have to say, this happens every year, or it's only happened for the last 2 years, and I would play the message, except I found out another FCC rule a long time ago.
Yeah.
If somebody leaves you a message on your cell phone,
you can't play it.
You can't play it on the radio. However, we've had Redskins season tickets for, I don't know, 10 years. We had three of them. Myself, Frida, Bart.
Right.
Bart went to college. We re-upped. We bought the tickets. We said we only need two.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, you might remember when I told you the story, they called the house and they said, great news. We've got a seat that's opened up right next to you. And finally, after the third guy called, we said, "Listen, dude, we just gave that seat up."
Uh-huh.
Here it is, 1 year later,
yeah.
and once again, the Washington Redskins...
They've called and said there's a seat open next to you.
I swear to God, they left the message. They're
trying to sell that single seat, huh?
They sure are. They said,
and
we want to make sure that you get first priority.
Sure.
Because... I'm not buying you a ticket. Don't wave at me.
Come on. Wouldn't you like to have me? Do we have a good time in that one game? How about every single game?
I think instead of my wife, but I'm not buying you a ticket.
I wouldn't want to.
Like we're going like a family or anything.
I wouldn't want to. Yeah, the whole family. We get in the car.
Yeah.
We picnic. We picnic.
You and me.
Come on now, tailgating.
You and me and Frida.
I drive occasionally.
And my wife last night, I am positive there's a conspiracy theory going on with food. She's at work. She can't comment on this today. And maybe it's just as well. Rob is my witness on this.
All right.
Yesterday during the show, she calls me up, and she's during a commercial, she says, I don't want to, I've heard this a lot. She says, I don't really feel like cooking. I'm going to pick something up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to the Chinese place. Mm-hmm. What do you want? Now, look at me. I'm beautiful. I've lost 70 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay? I've maintained my weight loss.
Are you setting us up for you wanted some good stuff?
Yeah.
You wanted some yummy stuff?
Right. I mean...
The gooey, yummy stuff that we all love.
Yeah. So she says to me, what do you want? And I said, well, really, I'd love like some orange chicken.
Yeah, some of the good stuff.
And she said, how about chicken and broccoli? And I said, I want something good.
No fun.
And she said, but you've done so good with your food.
You'll have a little treat.
Yeah. And she said, how about chicken and vegetables?
Mm.
And I said, oh, all right. whatever. You're right. I shouldn't eat the crap. You're right. I love you. And I hang up the phone. And I talked to Rob, and we talked for how long? 15 seconds?
If that. I recommended that you said if you want to do something in the middle, get Kung Pao chicken, because it's not fried, but it has plum sauce. So it's a little better. Right.
So this conversation happens. Here's what the deal is. I'm like this. I hang up the phone, and I go, what are you laughing at him?
I'm laughing at him, because, I mean, and you know, when I am in a real nutritional bind, I always put a call into Rob.
Oh, here's
that's
what I do.
That's what I do.
Well, look what I was calling in the other direction. Like, I know we can't all eat great like that,
Rob. let's replay this real time like it happened, because I'm going to get to a point here.
I'm
so I'm on the phone with her, and I say, all right, the chicken and vegetables is fine. Rob says, what was that? And I said, oh, she wants chicken with vegetables, but I, you know, she's right because of my diet and everything, but I really want, like, some bad chicken.
Yeah, good Chinese
occasionally. And I don't call it bad. I call it good Chinese
Rob
food.
Says,
go ahead and get Kung Pao chicken because it's got, you know, it's not fried, but it has plum sauce.
Right, right. It's nutritious.
That's the amount of time. 17 seconds.
Right.
I pick up the phone.
Dialed.
I dial. Hello. She answers the phone by saying, I've already ordered. Now, what I say to you and what I said to Rob yesterday, is I love
she was
this.
Going through an exercise, and she'd already ordered your food. And
yes.
I believe that is 100% true.
I love this woman.
100% true.
I love this woman like that idiot guy in the commercial where he stands and all the pigeons fly away.
Oh, yes.
I'm telling you, she played me
yesterday. I believe you. I think you're absolutely right.
I bet if you look at the sales slip that's stapled to the paper bag, it says like 12:30.
Yesterday
she already put her in her order.
I don't know. Anyway, wow. that's her, and whenever she's on the show again, I'll discuss that with her. But all I know is that she's busy. She's always busy. She's
Rob. I'm thinking about getting a dozen donuts tonight, and I'm not sure with Krispy Kreme, but I'm not sure glazed or jelly, which is better for me.
Well, better for you would be without the jelly.
Without the jelly, okay. So suck the jelly out.
Hey, way to depress me. You know, jelly.
Chinese food, I have no willpower. I'll slip
about,
you some Chinese food.
I'm talking about jelly. Mm-hmm.
Oh, jelly
from Analyze This.
Analyze This, yeah. Jelly, the mafia guy died.
Right, Jelly's dead. Mm-hmm. Jelly's face looked almost as bad. I imagine the day that he died, the actor who played Jelly, that mobbed up guy,
right,
looked as bad maybe as Kelly Ripa's face did today on the Regis show. And listen,
you complimented her to me early. You said she was brave to do this.
I will give her a lot of credit.
Why? What happened?
The bit on the crazy Regis and Kelly Lee show today was, and it was actually a pretty funny idea. She comes out and they start the Regis show. She's got no makeup on.
Well.
And I'm telling you, she's a pretty girl when she's got all of her paint on.
Mm-hmm.
But this morning with Sherry, she came out on TV. It's like you would go past her in a bar, and she definitely would not be one of the women that you would say, yeah, maybe so.
No makeup. Was her hair done at all? Or
Hold on a second, Buzz. Hello?
Hey, dude.
Oh, it's my brother Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey.
Hey, Jimmy, I tell you what.
What now?
If I do a break... Are you available in 8 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, because I want to give you a whole segment.
Uh-oh.
For your big announcement. You want to just tease everybody without giving it away? I've said it's a life-changing announcement.
Do you want to tease or not?
I just say I'm going to Vegas.
Okay, now you've given it away already. But
I know what it is already.
We don't know why or for how long.
Well, I know what's happening. He's gonna get married.
Yes, he is. And we're gonna do our best to talk him out of it.
All right.
I'll call you back.
We need time for that.
I'll call you back.
All right, bye.
Yeah, he knows how to do a tease.
I mean, seriously.
Right.
That's the call I get from my brother during the commercial.
And incidentally, when he calls like 2 years down the road when he's gonna get divorced, he'll tease by saying, I'm going to Mexico.
I'll be ready for that one.
He calls up during the commercial. He says, hey, dude. I said, hey, what's happening? He said, I'm getting married.
Right.
Wow. And I said, whoa.
Yeah.
Slow down.
Yeah.
And then the next thing I said was, let's talk about it on the radio.
Wow.
Let's not talk about it in real life.
That's when you know it's serious.
Let's discuss this on the radio. So very briefly, Kelly Ripa very bravely showed just really how homely she is
right
without makeup because she sat on TV for I guess like 45 minutes today,
right,
and they would have close-ups of her, and you really see she's got,
were there any blemishes?
No, but she's got the Bugs Bunny teeth.
Yeah,
she has the drawn-on eyebrows.
Right,
she has the fish bags.
Yeah,
under
the
her
bags
eyes.
Under the eyes are big.
And they do something with her face to make her skin look. I don't want to sound faggy, but make her skin look more glowy and lifelike.
Right.
She looked like she had just crawled out of a morgue, even though she was wearing nice clothes and her
right.
hair was done.
Wow.
Her makeup was a mess. And the point of the show was Regis was going to be applying her makeup.
Were there any open sores?
There were none that I could see. None that I could see, but...
Yeah, they come and go. You know. Were both eyes the same color?
I don't know. Here's what I will tell you, though. At the end of the show...
She's like David Bowie.
They did the split screen where they had Kelly Ripa at 9 o'clock.
Right.
And Kelly Ripa at 10 o'clock when Regis did the makeup.
How did Regis do with the makeup?
Like a retarded guy.
With clown makeup.
Like a retarded guy. Now, I don't know if it's the fact that his hands shake or that he was saying he was so tired because he'd been up doing the Super Millionaire show the night before, but it was funny.
Could you see her Siamese twin?
You know what?
Only comes out of her neck.
No, it was the view is obstructed. You could not see. And don't you know that one's dead anyway? They cut that one off. That one's dead.
Yeah. Regis did that on another What Would You Do show.
And you know what? We were suspended, unfairly, I might add, by this company a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
We missed out on the opportunity to talk about the two-headed baby in the Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one of the things that really killed me.
I know.
The company suspended us without pay.
Didn't they die?
They're taking it away. Yes. Yeah, and it all could have played out on this show.
I know.
Now, you know what it is? It's yesterday's news.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
It's just two more heads in a duffel bag.
Good heaven. No.
Yeah.
I know.
All right, we got a break. My brother Jim coming up. Oh, and the trip to Iceland, we're giving it away today on the show. Another trip to Iceland, a vacation courtesy of IcelandAir.com. Iceland Air, the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic daily with flights to Europe, Scandinavia, the UK, and Iceland, of course.
And you mentioned the Dominican Republic, and I heard there's some great travel deals for vacationing in Haiti this year.
Yes. Might I recommend Port-au-Prince?
Port-au-Prince, it's delightful.
It's
this time
beautiful.
Of year.
Do you know that on my honeymoon, 23 years ago...
You were going to go to Haiti?
No, the cruise line that we were on...
Yeah, it was going to stop in Port-au-Prince?
It did. There's a picture of me I'm standing underneath a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
In Haiti?
In 1981 in Haiti.
Wow.
Little did I know. Now, you know, I'm often wrong about historical facts, but I do believe, and I'm not saying this is a joke, isn't that like the birth of AIDS? Isn't that where AIDS started, like in Haiti?
They have a very high rate,
right.
A lot of it, or some of it... came from that country.
So I would imagine...
It's Sacramento, actually.
I would imagine nowadays...
That's where AIDS started, in Sacramento.
I would imagine nowadays that your big red boat, your cruise ships, they don't make Port-au-Prince the first stop Miami.
Sure they do. They got a whole tourist department. Do they have a slogan? Haiti is gravy.
And here's another... if I could just, for a second, mention this. Has anybody noticed we've sent troops to Haiti?
We sent 50 Marines.
We got guys who might be killed over there. Is that more important than disc jockeys making fart jokes on the radio?
You bet it is.
I think it is. Mm-hmm. How come the people of America are not concerned that once again, here we go, dropping off our guys? It's only 50 to begin with.
Right.
Who knows how many it could be.
How it starts.
But it's like the fifth story on the news.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first story is the DJs that are awful, and the music that's awful, and Martha Stewart that's awful. And
they actually have another slogan instead of the Haiti is Brady.
Yeah.
They have a new one for cruise ships alone. It's aye aye, matey, come see Haiti.
Oh, and they got a new spokesman. Did you know that?
Lovely lady waits in Haiti.
You know who the spokesman is?
Who's that?
Wayne Brady.
Wayne Brady.
Wayne Brady.
In the middle of Haiti.
Got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I ain't seen a beating like that since somebody stuck a banana in my pants and turned a monkey loose.
Thanks for the pick-me-up, Eddie.
The Don and Mike Show. Please, no back talk. The Don and Mike Show.
Good heaven, no.
Right. I think they handed the call to my brother Jimmy. Your phone call is coming on the phone scan. Give away a trip to Iceland as well on today's show.
Wow.
I have found, to get back to this indecency thing, the exact quote from the CEO of Clear Channel and what he said today in front of Congress.
I'm glad.
As I mentioned, the guy who, whether it was his watch or not, and I don't know, but unless he took the job in the last 2 days,
right?
This has been the programming this company's been running,
right?
Channel, he says, "quote, I've read transcripts of Bubba the Love Sponge radio show as a broadcaster, a CEO, and the father of a 9-year-old girl, I'm ashamed to be associated in any way with these words. I say to this guy, John Hogan,
okay,
hey, dude, where were you last week? Were you not embarrassed last week before you found out you're going to have to come in front of Congress?
Right, exactly.
You coward.
Mm-hmm.
Same on our side.
Yeah, it's just...
You coward.
It's very, very convenient right now.
Cowards.
And it's all at our expense.
Let's get some homespun fun going on this show.
Yeah.
The last thing, let me just tell you. You know I love my brother. I really do. I love him. But God, he's a mess. And the last thing he needs to do is get married again.
Now, wait a minute. You don't think he should maybe settle down, Don, and maybe this will be the charm? He's been married, what, twice?
Twice, uh-huh. But there have been other incidents with other girls that we don't
I know there's
speak
been
of
some,
on this show.
There's been some baby daddy action, but, you know.
There's been... How do I say this without betraying his confidence?
Yes.
There have been... incidents.
Errors in judgment. Mistakes were made.
Yes. And I'm not talking about spousal abuse. Oh, I've said this before. They tied the girl up
with the telephone cord.
With the telephone cord.
That might have been difficult. Yeah.
Right. So, it's been my experience that for my brother Jim...
The relationships are not a good thing?
It's good to have a relationship, but marriage always leads eventually to children, which leads to court, which leads to, you know, him not being happy.
What if you just got him a wireless phone?
I already did. I got him a wireless phone. I got him a computer. I got him TiVo. Wow. I got him a lot of creature comforts.
Yeah, I think we need to talk to him. I mean, how long has he been with this woman? I've got lots of questions.
A while.
Could be all about love.
It could be love. This could be, you never know. You never say never.
This could be it. This could be the deal.
I mean, I do. But, you don't have to. Well, let's call him. This is a shock to me.
Yeah.
The last I heard from my brother was on, I guess, Sunday night.
Hmm. No mention of it then. No.
So this has come up rather suddenly. Yeah.
Hello.
Hey.
The wedding show.
Hey, here he is. Hi. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey.
So here's Jimmy. What kind of phone are you on?
Cell phone.
Cell phone. Are you in a bad area?
No. Why?
All right. Well, it doesn't sound the greatest, but we.
Do you have a cold, Jimmy?
What's that?
Do you have a cold? It sounds like your throat's bothering you.
Yeah, I've had it for 2 months.
Hey, wow. Great. I got it, too. Here's the deal. Here's the timeline with my brother. Sunday night, he calls me, and he wants to talk. I don't think you wanted to talk about getting married. You wanted to talk about something else. And I said to you at the time on Sunday, or whenever it was that you called, I was a real jerk. I said, you don't understand. The company's under siege. CBS is thinking about firing us. I can't talk to you now about this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk later.
Ah.
So I hung up the phone. Now, when you were calling... Whenever that was over the weekend, that wasn't about getting married, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, no, hold on. I thought it was about the other thing.
No.
Jimmy, how long have you been with this woman you're marrying?
About 2.5 years.
Why?
2.5 years.
Why are you marrying her?
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty insurance.
You're what?
No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
What did you say?
I said for the insurance.
For the insurance.
For the insurance.
Money.
For the insurance.
Are you in love with her, Jimmy?
Yeah.
How much?
Oh, it's not enough.
How much is enough? Do you love her more than anything?
Is this the one?
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah, I do.
Jimmy, have you seen a doctor about that throat?
No.
How many packs a day are you smoking?
Yeah, I'm worried.
Two and a half.
Two and a half. Well... You know, I don't know. Listen, I spoke to him over the weekend, and his voice didn't sound as rough as it did today. And this thing just came on me last night, my illness. So maybe he's just sick.
Hey, well, that's every possibility. That's probably what the overwhelming.
I don't feel bad, but I don't know, man. I just been losing my voice on and off since December.
Let's focus on his mental health.
I understand.
Rather than his physical health.
I understand.
Jimmy?
What?
You know, actually, in his case, it could be something as simple as acid reflux.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's reflux, not reflux.
That's what I have when
I
was 11.
I eat Tums on a daily basis.
That's what, Jimmy, that's what it is, buddy.
Yeah.
Jimmy, that's what it is, seriously.
No.
Yeah, when you go to bed, you got to take some. Jimmy, trust me, when I lost my voice and my voice was going, I couldn't believe it either. A lot of times when you have a bad voice, it's acid reflux.
Yeah. I don't want to sound gross, but I've been coughing up phlegm for 2 months.
Right. You should go to a doctor. You should get yourself one of those purple pills.
No, once the weather gets warmer, I'll be all right.
Okay. Anyway, so you're marrying the girl. Why?
Yeah.
Is she the love of your life?
Yeah, yeah, she is.
Can we have the pretty lady's name?
Marnie. Yeah, she's a good woman, man. Yeah. You know, she's treated me better than three quarters of the chicks I've been with, you know.
Three quarters of the chick, 75%.
Again, I'm hearing nothing but absolute positive.
Jimmy, how many women in your life have you had, like, long-term, over 6 month relationships with?
Jeez, man, I don't have enough fingers and toes to count that.
Really?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm telling you. You just
flock to him, don't
you? Don't know the backstory of it. Yeah, he's got what Broyhill used to have.
Yeah.
He's got that thing where he appears to be unapproachable.
Yeah. You know, I like it when you insult somebody. You know the funniest time when you insult somebody is when you don't even know you did.
You don't mean to.
You just were so matter of fact how you just insulted Charlie. It was funny because you didn't even know you did.
Oh, no, that's a compliment.
All my friends used to say that all my women were on a 2-year plan, so.
Mm-hmm. No, Charlie used to have girls on the 2-minute plan.
I've had friends of mine say, single friends of mine say that it's usually 3 months. Mm-hmm. That the average that for somebody, and I've known people that it's 3 months. It's always 3 months.
So, Jimmy, are you marrying her because you have to?
No.
Who proposed?
I did.
How many kids between the two of you total? How many? 10? 20?
No. she's got two, and I got Rachel.
Oh, okay. You got, well, and then the other one that we don't talk about.
Right.
Okay, so that's really four, even though one's not going to be around a lot.
Right.
Something terrible is going to happen? Or
well, no. There's the one that we found out through the blood test.
Oh, that's correct. Oh, you don't mean the other one's going to pass away or something?
Oh, no. Oh. There's a fourth one out there.
I'm just trying to keep track of it.
My brother has fathered two.
Jimmy, is there any truth to the rumor that you're adopting a Chinese baby?
No.
Jimmy?
What?
Who proposed to who?
I proposed to her.
When?
Oh, about 3 months ago.
Wow.
Then are you going to Vegas to tie the knot?
Yeah, we are.
Wait a minute. Listen, I know that we're not like TV brothers who call each other every day and everything. But,
right. Dude,
you've been engaged for 3 months and you're just telling me today?
Yeah.
Because
we finally decided to go out and do it and book the trip and a whole bit.
You've set a date, then. Do you have a best man?
No.
What are you planning?
My Rachel's godfather, they're going out there too that same week, so I'll probably. If Dom won't fly out there and show up, I'll try.
Well, when are you going to be out there?
Because we're
going to leave the 15th of April.
Oh, we will have just left.
I got excited for a second.
We're going to be in Vegas.
Can't you move the trip up by a month?
We're going to be in Vegas like the weekend of the 13th for the Sugar Shane Mosley fight.
And not the 13th of April.
Of March.
13th of March.
That's right. That's right.
Well, just fly out there for the weekend.
I mean, I'll fly out for your wedding. Of course I'll fly out for your wedding. Fly out for your wedding.
But I mean, if you know, we'd all be able to go if you moved it up a month.
But I just want to say, the last
March?
Time... But I would like to just say, Mike, the last time my brother got married on the show...
I was a bridesmaid.
12 years ago.
Do you remember that beautiful picture of my bag?
I gave away the bride.
Yeah, but that's bad. That's now bad karma.
Oh, so you think maybe we shouldn't be involved at all?
Yeah, because he got married on the show before, and look what happened to that one.
Yeah, you're right about it. So we shouldn't make it a public spectacle again. Right,
well, it was mostly Marnie's idea to call you and let you know.
Good.
Well, please tell her thanks as your brother. Thanks. I appreciate the fact that you're letting me know that you're getting married to Marnie.
I told her you'd be too busy. You probably wouldn't even want to come out.
Oh, my God. Now, see,
what kind of bastard do you think I am?
Oh, don't ask me that.
I'm kidding, of course.
Why don't you go ahead and answer?
No.
He's just working me.
I know he's working me. Come on.
If you wanted to come out to Vegas and do it on the show, we'd do that.
Now listen, I don't want it on the show.
No.
I don't think that's a good luck.
Bad luck, yeah.
But I'd love, here's the thing. I love you, so I'd love to be there at your wedding.
Second, okay.
If it's in Las Vegas, I'd love to come just for a weekend in Las Vegas.
Yep.
I mean, I, I go to Las Vegas if you tell me you're having to have
him. Have him come out here and give him another party.
No. This is bad luck. All of that wedding associated with show equals bad luck.
Okay. Yeah. You and I are getting long in the tooth. We don't have many of these things to go to anymore.
Yeah. I know. He's my brother, though. Yeah. I mean,
I know you really want it to work.
Okay. I already exploited the first wedding.
I heard he said you were a bastard.
12 years ago.
You're a rocking bachelor party.
Yeah, why am I a bastard? Why am I a bastard?
You're not a bastard.
What have I done that's bastard-like?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. I was pulling your chain.
I know you.
Where are you going to get married? What are you going to do? Are you going to go to, like, the Little White Chapel?
I don't know. We were looking at some package deals.
That's where Rob suggests.
And we might just wait till we get out there on that Thursday and find a place.
You can do that in Vegas.
Yeah, I don't know what she's talking about, if because her dad might come up from California, and if Don comes out, then I'll probably set something up for Saturday, so we got it booked.
I'll be there, mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'll be staying at Mandalay Bay. Where will you be staying at? Pardon me?
How about Michael Mara and Buzz? Are they going to come out?
On the weekend?
Jimmy, yeah. Yeah.
Any excuse to go to Vegas? You don't want me.
It's tempting.
No, because it'll be turned into a spectacle.
Hang on to that.
And here's the thing. I really think...
Tell you what, you know what I'll do?
Jinx.
Yeah. I'll just go to Vegas, but you won't see me that weekend.
Well, listen, what am I saying? You're going to say you'll do it, you won't do it.
Yeah, we'll do it.
So, Mike,
you don't have to worry about me.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll be there.
Yeah, Michael, right. I will be there.
No, it's when is it, April?
Yeah, right, it's 2 months away.
Golf weekend.
Mike and Buzz, they know pretty much everything there is to know about me, too, don't they?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think
we're very fond of
I didn't know you've been together with this woman for 2.5 years.
You what?
I didn't know you've been together with this woman for 2.5 years. That's a good long engagement.
Mm-hmm. This is not the one you tied up with the telephone cord, right?
No. No, shut up.
All right, well, I had to get back.
Jimmy, I have to ask you, is this something you're doing because you've been together for a couple of years and it seems like the thing to do, or is Marnie really the one?
I think she's the one.
Yeah, very good.
Or are there financial benefits to you to marrying Marnie?
No, not really.
Not really. No. Could you be more specific?
No. We both work, the whole bit. And it's just,
What do you love most about her? I've only spoken to her on the phone a couple of times. I don't know her that well. What do you love most about her?
She's real good to me.
Rock and roll,
that's
man.
That's excellent.
Go ahead and do it. I'm glad you said excellent. Yeah. I thought you two lifers were gonna like be talking him out of it or something like that.
Well, it's tempting.
Yeah. I believe that Buzz and I are lottery winners because our marriages have survived. My good friend Rob, who I love very dearly, and his family, godfather to one of his children.
Right.
I still got the odds on him like it's 60-40. that he makes it out alive. Only because, listen, it's America.
Yeah. Lottery winners, that's the right. That's what I meant.
It is.
When I said lifers, I meant lottery winners.
Right, we're lottery winners.
That's exactly what I meant.
Because our wives
I misspoke.
Our wives haven't divorced us and taken half of our money.
So you're all for it, Buzz.
If he's happy, if they're in love, then, Jimmy's seen the ups and downs.
And so is Don.
Jimmy knows what can go wrong. So
I'm for whatever makes my brother happy. However, having said that, I know my brother, and I know that there's a backstory to this that I'm just not hearing. Yeah,
there's no backstory.
And listen, I just want to tell you something, and I want to say this the right way in this political climate. I'll pay for the abortion.
Oh, God.
If that's the case.
To be honest with you, Marnie's on the pill, and then she's got to go get a hysterectomy in June.
Ooh.
So I'm safe, man.
All right, there you have it.
Bonus.
Well, there you have it. It's pure love.
Bonus. But it's the perfect time to marry her. She's having her hysterectomy.
Perfect time. If you don't mind me asking, what is the main thing you have in common? What do you have? Every couple's got something that they really have in common.
Oh, man, it's too many things to mention right now.
Really?
We got a lot of likes, a lot of things that we like together,
Yeah, any particular, could you give us a couple?
We like to eat. We like doing the same kind of things. We like outdoors type of things, camping and mountain rendezvous type stuff.
Mountain rendezvous.
We have a lot of likes together.
Yeah. That sounds romantic, right there.
Sound like me and that redheaded bitch that I married before.
All right. Well, listen. Congratulations. I, of course, I will be there. I'd be honored to be there.
you bastard.
Try and get O'Mara and Buzz to come out.
Now, listen, I'm telling you something. Jimmy, okay, I'd be glad to do it if you want the entire wedding to be a show. And also, you should know, no offense, Mike, please.
I don't care if it's going to be on.
No offense.
Well, here it comes.
There's no way that Mike would ever really actually show up.
And
I think if you asked, Buzz would make a reservation, it would come out.
Mm-hmm.
I think eventually Mike wouldn't.
But Jimmy, remember the last...
But I'm not busting your balls, that's the way you are.
Yes, that's true.
And the last... I know
and
you.
I'm happy about that. Mike. And I could make a big deal about it and say, you're wrong, but...
No, in the end, I know. Listen, I do the same to you. Like, if your sister was getting married,
mm-hmm.
and if for some reason your sister liked me,
mm-hmm.
which I think she does,
mm-hmm.
but let's say she liked me, and you said, and we had her on the show...
It's a little stronger than like.
And she said in a playful way, would you please come up?
You know the interesting thing?
What's that?
This stage of my life and what I've been through recently in recent years, I think my sister likes you more than she likes me. There you go. How about that?
Well.
No, but I understand. You know me well.
Mike, who can
you know me, hey, after all these years, you let me be me, and I appreciate that.
And I know that you wouldn't be there.
But
I know that you'll ascend something that has a lot of zeros on the end of it.
Sure, of course I will.
It's a lovely gift.
I want to know what Jimmy wants, what he needs. I'd like to send him a nice wedding.
But the last time I gave away the bride, Jimmy gave away the bride.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So Jimmy, listen, if you really want everybody from the show, I guess they'll all come out there, but they got
to pay. You know, I'm just saying, if you all want to come on out.
Hey, it's a great place to go. Vegas.
Fun place.
You know, Vegas.
Yeah, I think we're going to be staying in Excalibur.
And you know, even if I came out, really, Jimmy, have you locked that in? Have you locked that one in, Jimmy? You know, I'm the resident Vegas
expert.
You
might want to think about moving up a little bit.
On this show, yeah, or even moving laterally.
Well, you know? I thought you're a little limited right now.
Caesars is a step above that.
Absolutely.
There you go.
For about the same price, right?
Yeah, Jimmy, you can get great deals out. I mean, just, maybe I'll talk to him.
Yeah.
Well, have him set something up for me then.
Now here's the magic of my brother. Okay, let's see how far you want to get into this, Mike.
Make it happen. I could probably make some arrangements out there for him.
Wow.
I was getting my tax records together.
I never thought I'd do this.
I was getting my tax records
I'm
together.
I'm going to write down my brother's phone number.
Okay.
And give it to you and let you handle his wedding.
Don, I believe we've made famous the woman who can help him. You know what her name is?
You guys on in Vegas?
I can't believe you've forgotten Jacqueline Vargas!
The girl at your hotel.
Sure.
Right. All right, well, there's my brother's cell.
Cool. I can make a call. I got a phone call.
Oh, that's
okay,
great.
Okay, all right.
Seriously, I got a phone call from Las Vegas last week saying, hey, where you been?
I give you not.
We miss you.
Okay.
I had a busy year last year.
All right, well, that's that. So you're getting married, and I'll be there, and I'm looking forward to it, and congratulations.
Congratulations, yes. Jimmy.
All right, thanks.
All right, dude.
I'll call you this weekend.
Okay, do you have any parting words of wisdom, Jimmy?
Oh, man, weather's getting warmer.
Hey, Jimmy, what do you think about all this FCC censorship?
I think it sucks.
There you go.
Couldn't say it better.
What did you guys do?
We didn't do anything.
There was one bad word that got on the air.
It was an accident. Yeah.
Well, after Don told me that he was possibly getting fired, that night I looked up some stuff on the internet, and they said you guys said a couple naughty words that got through.
That's it, Jimmy.
That's the rumor.
That's right. And now
that's not bad, though. I mean, you should hear some of the other stuff on TV.
Oh, okay. All right. Agreed. All right. You big lug.
It's a bunch of...
All right, yeah. Jimmy.
Right.
Okay.
All right, you damn dummy. Talk to you. We got a phone scan coming up next. Your phone calls.
Jimmy, I'll call you, and I'll let you know what's going on.
Okay, dude, thanks.
At 877-365-3636, your calls on the rotating random phone scan line straight ahead. Oh, you know what, Jimmy, I was talking about yesterday on the show?
What?
Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
Skanky Dawn, my first wife.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we were standing up in that church in Rockton? And I said to you, when we were standing up there and you're my best man, and I said to you, do you remember when I said, this is a mistake?
No, I don't. It was so long ago.
Wow. Thanks.
Gee, that was like in what, 78?
Yeah. All right. I love you. I'll talk to you later.
All right, dude. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're killing me. I sometimes wish this was television. Like, when he disappoints you like that, when you're looking for him to, like, corroborate your story, and he doesn't, and he just doesn't, like,
and completely. The thing is, it was a life-altering moment
I know,
for me. It
right.
really was. You and I shared it with
really,
him.
Really, you would think that a best man would remember that, like it was yesterday.
Didn't alter
remember,
his life.
Yeah.
It was like, what, 78, man?
He remembers that she was a skank.
Yeah. All right, your calls on the rotating random phone scan. They lie straight ahead.
This
call now.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
I didn't understand you, sir.
Don and Mike, Jerry!
No, I was right the first time. I don't understand you. Well, thank you, sir, whatever that was.
Jerry!
I can't believe I paid for this guy to be here.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I must say, from where I sit, I am truly enjoying your colorful patois.
Kevin, no.
You got a problem.
A lifestyle-oriented program. The Don and Mike Show.
Yes, your calls lie straight ahead. On Tuesday, we just mentioned to my brother Jimmy that we're going to be in Las Vegas. Tuesday, we're giving a trip, two-night, three-day trip, best kind of trip, an HBO trip.
Oh, yeah.
To Vegas to see the Sugar Shane Mosley fight.
Great.
Don't miss another great boxing doubleheader from HBO. Mosley versus Wright, live Saturday, March 13th, 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific, only on HBO.
All right.
We'll be there. We're going to be in Vegas.
Yeah.
We're going to do our Ocean's 11 thing.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Do the show live from Las Vegas for the weekend in Las Vegas. Give you the chance to join us. We'll give away that trip. Thank you, HBO, on Tuesday. Your calls at 877-365-3636. Phone scan. Let's all try to make it a little better than it was yesterday.
I agree. I think there's nowhere to go but up.
Here we go. Not to say that we can't discuss the items we discussed yesterday, but let's see what happens. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing great.
Listen. A couple of weeks ago, when you guys came back from your vacation...
Suspension. And let's be honest about that.
Mm-hmm.
Suspension without pay.
Yeah, yes. we were suspended, sir.
We understand. You guys remind me the day that I heard you speaking of when you were leaving WAVA that morning. And I thought you guys were going to leave.
Well,
I felt saddened by that.
It was a... you know who you sound like? You sound like Jackie Mason. I felt sudden with that.
Now, you're talking about when we left the station 13 years ago?
We leave the station, they sound like the other places.
But we're not leaving the station.
We're staying forever.
We've already told you, we're not leaving.
But he was told a replay.
At the moment, he was afraid you would.
I realize that.
Well, you don't need to explain him, Buzz. We know what he's saying. What he's saying is he thought it sounded the same way.
But what I don't get is how he didn't know that we're going to be here.
I guess he was scared. Were you scared?
Yes, I was.
See? Well, there you go. I mean, sometimes you get scared, but we're here. We're going to be here. Come on.
Don't you remember Chicken Soup with Lily Redgrave?
Oh, listen, man, she was pretty.
I've been listening to you guys since 85.
85.
Well, 85.
Well, hopefully with you we'll hit the 20-year mark.
We'll be
here for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we'll catch that ant.
That's right, ant.
That's that ant.
Hey, I'm not afraid of that ant either.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Radio God.
Hi there.
I'm a lesbian from Kansas, and I have a special talent for you.
That almost sounds like it could be a some sort of musical theater thing. I'm a lesbian from Kansas.
What is your talent?
I can burp something very special for you. Are you ready?
Sure, go ahead.
That is the scariest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, you guys said this is a male-oriented show, and I wanted to prove that.
Orientated, not a word.
Oh, well, you know what I mean.
Oriented.
Oriented, but still, we understood.
But
okay.
That's scary. Can you do that again?
Yeah, sure. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Wow.
See, now you can have fun with lesbians.
Wow.
Let's just be the handbook to the other shock jocks out there. You can have fun with lesbians.
Only if they burp.
Without asking them specifically
right.
what they're doing to other lesbians.
Fantastic.
Ma'am, can you say alligator? That's always a great burp word.
Wow. That. All right.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Clean lesbian fun.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello.
God damn, Don and Mike. I'm sick and tired of all these people calling you and worrying about your show. They act like farts at the end of the world. God.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Phone scan. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
We're here.
Radio deities, I'm sorry.
I
didn't get to spray. I thought you'd be interested in something that happened to me that will relate to your situation. I have an account with a rather well-known pay online site, which has to do with the...
I'm sorry you're wrong. I'm not interested. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You miscalculated.
Hello, Larry King. When Dale Jr. and Jeff Gordon were on there, Larry King goes to Dale Jr. He goes, where were you when your dad died? He was racing in front of him.
Yeah, right.
What were you when you got dark?
When was the? I'd love to have it.
I think it was Monday night.
Monday night?
That is so non-prepared, Larry.
And we just heard how much preparation he does.
Holy
right.
Larry.
That's a prize. Hold on a second.
Hey, right on, dude. Thanks, man.
That's good, because we can pull that tape.
I
endorse this movie a lot, American Splendor. You want it on DVD, now available wherever videos are sold. It's a plane, brilliant. You'll like it. Thanks for calling. We got to find that tape with Larry King.
Yeah. Where were you, Dale Jr., when your dad died?
If you watch the videotape of the crash, he's right there.
Yeah, he's in front of him.
He's right there. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, hi.
Hey, I know that Robbie's getting married, and Jimmy's getting married, and Robbie's right. birthday's coming up. I was wondering if Mr. O'Meara was going to be handing out any funny money.
Hey.
Oh. Now, you know, that's sensitive since we've had Las Vegas. That's where, of course,
we're going back.
I passed the illegal bill, and you know what? I'll be honest with you. When I land in Las Vegas, I think the cameras are going to be all over me.
When we land at McCarran Airport, you are walking off the airplane by yourself.
Yeah. I believe so. There's Mr. Counterfeiter.
Officers, we don't know that man.
I have no idea how this happened.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello, phone scan.
Hi, Don and Mike. How you doing?
We're doing great.
Good. I love the show. I love the phone scan. And I realize you guys are under a lot of scrutiny right now, so I'm not going to talk about my giant windmill or anything, but I have to tell you a quick story that happened to me the other day. I can't make this stuff up. This is a true story. I was in a rush before work, and I was going to brush my teeth, but I had run out the day before, and I'm scrambling around. And my wife, she's got this travel bag sitting on the floor, and I found one of those little hotel ones, you know, like half-size, whatever.
Half-size toothbrush, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. So I was pretty psyched that I found this stuff. Anyways, probably about 3 or 4 strokes into brushing my teeth, and I realized there was something a little bit wrong. And it was a brand called Vulvar Cream for relieving itchiness.
God.
But your breath has never been fresher.
Wow.
Yeah, so I wasn't really smiling after that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, phone scam.
Hey, Radio Gods, this is Eric in Maryland.
I've never heard of that product, incidentally.
I have the real reason behind this whole FCC scrutiny on the shock jocks.
Yeah.
They're using the Janet Jackson thing as a cover-up. What they want to do is take away the free air radio waves, move you all to pay radio so you can say whatever you want, and then sell off the radio frequencies to the wireless internet companies and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, well, listen, Oliver Stone, slow down, dude.
My gosh.
Slow down.
My brain hurts.
You're giving them too much credit.
Too fast. Yeah. You got to make the moment last. Just slipping down a something code.
Cobblestone.
I just was thinking about this, and this is
something and feeling groovy.
Look at the fun.
Little tip for all the counterfeiters out there.
Yeah.
It's just been on my mind. If you're going to pass a bad bill, give it to the woman you're with.
Hello, John.
There you go. Thank you.
Don and Mike Show.
Hereafter referred to as the mule.
Yes, the mule.
Give it to the young woman you're with.
Yeah, well, it works better that way.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hey, I just want to say I love y'all and keep it up.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I just want to know, why are you guys, why are all these DJs so worried? How come they just didn't get
George Michael to come in and negotiate for when they get suspended like you guys used to.
Right now.
Yeah, that's funny.
You're funny. George Michael. We did tell you when it was a fake suspension 15 years ago.
Yeah, we did.
But 15 years ago, do you remember the CEOs of companies going in front of Congress?
No.
God, I long for the days when we were suspended and it was just a big joke.
You know, and now it seems like a lot of CEOs are in front of Congress.
I long for the day. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you guys today?
Howdy, we're doing great.
Listen, guys, like two things. Anybody notice that all this stuff started happening right after Mike bought the pony?
Coincidence?
Oh, sorry, Mike.
These conspiracy
theories. I talked to you guys about 2 years ago. I was down in the D.C. area visiting.
Oh, I remember.
And you remember?
No, I'm lying.
You guys made me denounce my citizenship. I'm Canadian, was Canadian. And I'm sitting up here on the border, and it's freezing. Can you guys send me some blankets or something?
No, my friend, although you'd be glad to know, listening to us in Canada, tomorrow on the show, we will have Spotlight on Canada.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Hey, I can't tell you
guys
exactly.
Are awesome.
I got a question for you, though. Are you listening to us in Toronto or in Vancouver?
Actually, I'm in Niagara Falls, so out of... listening to you out of Buffalo.
And are you listening to the radio cast in French or English?
English, thank you.
So it would be, you're listening, the closest Canadian city would be Toronto, right?
The closest Canadian city is Toronto, but it's far away.
Well, but just for my frame of reference, where's Alberta?
Alberta is western Canada.
Alberta is about 4,500 kilometers, which would be about...
Have you given to me an American? How many miles?
Alberta is on the other side of Vancouver.
3,000 miles away.
Or, you know, you could talk to me in military. Sometimes I understand that. 15 clicks.
3,000 miles away.
How many clicks down the road?
Clicks. And when are your people planning on attacking?
That I can't tell you.
Yeah.
Anyway, tomorrow I just want to say
public security.
It's Alberta.
But don't worry.
Alberta is north
of
Montana.
Coming. We'll be the ones carrying the ham under our arms anyway.
Okay. Thanks. Well, Robbie,
Alberta is north of Montana. Charlie Geography just told me.
Alberta, right. And when we get those cold fronts, that's why they are referred to as the Alberta Clipper.
And that's not a barber shop, it turns out.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello.
Hey, guys. I'm not a lesbian from Alberta.
Good.
But I start thinking about all the stuff going down with you guys. The bottom line is it's going to be like someone who has a massive heart attack because they've been eating cheeseburgers all day for 20 years. About the next 12 months after that, they change their diet, they exercise. You know what they're doing in 12 months? They're eating cheeseburgers again.
Well, you know, I hope so.
Well, you're right.
I pray that it swings back that way.
You guys will be right back at it before you know it.
Listen, can I just stop everybody for a second? Have you not listened to the show today? I think we're right back on it. And I'm going to say something now that you might not want to hear. Frankly, I'm happier to do the show under these circumstances.
As am I.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They've made the climate such, I don't want to put my entire life on the line for some guy to be able to pleasure himself while listening to an erotic segment on this show.
Amen.
So,
you know, really, and that's what it comes down to with both of us.
You know,
when you're talking about it, because really, as far as making the big brave stand in the history books.
No thanks.
No, thank you.
I'd rather be known as the guy when they came and said, don't do it anymore. I'd rather be known as the guy who worked with the other guy and worked with the other guy and worked with the other guy who said, okay, we'll still do a show that's plenty good.
Yeah, and, you know, and really, this is not going as far. I've heard the word reinvented. We're not reinventing anything here. We're basically not doing some stuff we used to do.
Right.
We were good at doing that. We're good at doing this.
And I'd say the same to Howard. I'd say the same to anybody. Mad Cow. I'd say to them, do the show. See if you can do the show without being dirty.
Yeah.
Maybe you can't.
Right.
Maybe you can't. I think we can.
I think we are.
I know we are.
Right?
You're doing it today.
Right.
You know? Jesus H. Christ.
Hey, that's dirty.
And really, if you really want the porno, go to the www.
Right.
That's where it's at.
Yeah, if you really need that. And I do get, you know, I think one out of every phone scam, we get that one guy that seems to need this. And we never really thought it was all that normal for people that got that satisfaction through this medium anyway.
No. I mean, we dug it just because it was a chance to see some naked girls.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's happening?
Hi.
I think you guys are funny. I think you'll always be funny. I'll always listen. I love your show. But I was upset, but you earlier you requested that we go listen to another morning show in D.C.
Yes.
And I feel like, you know, that's giving too much credit to him, or too, you know, I trust your judgment.
No.
I've heard that show, you know, and I know where you're coming from, but what I'm really getting to is I think you're kind of selling out another, you know, local show. I'm not going to name them.
Hold on.
Stop.
You got to understand where I'm coming from.
Okay.
I'm talking about from a company perspective, mm-hmm. and I am taking the side of the guy that works for my company, Howard Stern.
That's cool.
Shut up and listen to me, because you obviously didn't understand it when I explained it before.
Right.
Howard works for Infinity like we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I wish someone would get this back to Howard Stern, because I hear him yelling all the time, this jockey's never stand up for me.
Mm-hmm.
This jockey's never saying anything about me. Well, I'm saying something about you, Howard. You treated him unfairly by Clear Channel Broadcasting. What Clear Channel is doing is saying that the show that Howard did yesterday was obscene, indecent, over the line. They can't run it.
Right.
Infinity ran the same show. So what they're saying is, what Infinity ran was bad, we're not going to run it. I'm telling you, it's worse than being a hypocrite. It's worse than a double standard, because they got a guy doing a morning show on DC 101 who regularly, as part of the accepted shtick, has people call in and cuss on the air. And the guy says, oops, it was a mistake. It's nothing personal between me and him.
It's a company issue.
Yeah. If you don't get where I'm coming from, Clear Channel is standing up and saying, we are going to clean up this mess, and look what we did. And they're posing like Superman, and they're saying,
and we're better than these other guys across the street. Now, with that said, you feel the same way as I do. Both companies should adopt a stronger support policy with their talent.
All I'm saying is, hold them to the same absolute standard.
You're right. Can I tell you how you persuaded me to agree with you? You're absolutely right now, and by doing that and spotlighting him, you're actually going to help the guys that I like to listen to, including you and any other show in the area that I like.
Here's the deal.
You're absolutely right.
It's unfair to Howard. It's unfair to us. It's unfair to everybody. All we want is an even playing field.
We want it universal. We want these rules, whatever they are, if they ever figure out.
So Clear Channel, if you're so upset about what Howard did on your radio stations this morning, I say, why don't you go back and examine what you're running that doesn't come from Infinity Broadcasting?
Exactly.
You tell me if it meets the same standard that all of a sudden Clear Channel's got.
Mm-hmm. And Don was telling you to listen to the other guy so you could tape it and send it in with a complaint, a letter to the FCC. So the playing field would be level.
Because, I hate that other guy, so I want to help.
Listen, I don't hate the other guy. I don't dislike the other guy. I don't know the other guy. All I know is that the other guy does a show in Washington, and this is something nobody talks about, where every day people call and say all of the cuss words, and this guy's only mea culpa is, oops.
Right.
Right. And I'll say the guy's name. The guy's manager's name over there is Bennett Zier.
Mm-hmm.
Bennett, you mean to tell me you don't have a delay?
Right.
You don't have a delay, and your company has, and that, it's a rhetorical question, because they do.
Mm-hmm. And when
they've got a delay.
When the other company's trying to nail our guy, which is exactly what they did, and take the high ground, no, it's not fair.
So what
it's not fair at all, and the fact is, it's got to be a universal, even playing field
right.
for everybody. It really does.
And we'd say the same thing to him. You want to do it to us? Tell your listeners to tape our show. Mm-hmm. Guess what? You won't find anything.
We're clean.
You won't find anything. And we're only operating under the same directive that your company has offered, not offered, but ordered you
right.
to work under.
Exactly.
Right. It's simple.
Right, and it's not the material. It's the way you guys make stuff funny.
That's
nice.
Listen, I appreciate it, but understand, the problem even passed all the petty stuff with turning this guy.
Absolutely.
The problem is, it stinks, and you should be upset because they're taking away your right to choose mm-hmm. what you want to listen to and what you want to watch.
Right.
Right.
You know, and listen, me and Mike will be fine because we'll work out the string, we'll have fun, we'll do great shows.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've proven that already.
But think about if the country's serious about this,
uh-huh.
this type of radio is gone. It's gone forever.
Mm-hmm.
Until, who knows, 5 years, 10 years?
Oh, you never know. I mean, do you have any, really, when we talked to our people the other day, were you given any reassurance that
no.
this could not be a permanent state?
I heard two things. I heard it'll be this way till at least November,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe 3 or 4 years down the road.
Right.
Until some media company takes the FCC to court to say, this is First Amendment stuff, and you haven't told us what's indecent and what's not.
Right.
Beyond these seven words.
And you know, and it's not like they, what hopefully would come out of that would be a real policy. You know, and because it's tough.
And I guess what we're waiting to hear is, does the American public really feel this way, or are these just haymaking lawmakers?
I think the American public likes it the way that it is.
Yeah, so do I.
I think
yeah.
the American public is smart enough, even though most of you people listening to this show I'll call an idiot nine times out of ten, I still think you're smart enough to know if you don't like something, you'll turn it off.
Mm-hmm. And when you're talking about it, you hear so much talk about kids. I think everybody, you know, that has children has to exercise personal responsibility
right.
when they're in the vehicle. And you know, you talk about it, especially with radio. I mean, when you're in radio, you're talking about small children that are listening, children that are under the age of 16 years old. You know, most of the time, they got to get somebody in the car that's, you know, that's driving them to school or driving them to practice or driving them to the mall.
This is like the guy that and the problem is the guy that brought down Clem Todd. The guy, Todd Clem, the guy in Jacksonville.
Bubba, yeah.
Was one guy. One guy who taped a show, sent a letter to the FCC, and now this guy is being interviewed, and his whole rap is, I had never heard of this disc jockey
right.
until I got in my car and the sun turned the radio on. Listen, pal, I got news for you. If you take the radio out of the car, what's next? What if your kid goes into 7-Eleven or goes into Barnes & Noble and sees Gallery Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's in a plastic wrapper, but there's pornography there. What happens if your son drives down the road and sees an ad, a trailer for a movie on a bus
mm-hmm.
that shows Pamela Anderson pushing her mounds together? I mean, where do we stop with this?
It's ludicrous.
It's scary.
Yeah, you're goddamn right it's scary. You're goddamn right it's scary. And that's why I'm saying it's got to be a level playing field. Okay, Eric, now aren't you glad you brought this up?
You definitely gave me a new perspective, and I'm glad you,
I got no love lost for Howard Stern. He's never done anything to me. But I'll tell you, and I think the people at Infinity Broadcasting are cowards, too. They should stand up behind their programming. But really, what Clear Channel did to Howard was beyond cowardly.
Mm-hmm.
It was beyond cowardly. It's one thing if you want to cancel his show. It's another thing to say we're canceling it, while on the other hand, you're still running junk yourself.
Yeah, and how many years have they been running Howard show on those Clear Channel stations?
Right. And
I mean, that's the whole thing we're talking about here.
And I know by talking about it, we run the risk of them canceling our show on Clear Channel. Well, so be it.
C'est la vie.
Okay, so you happy now?
Yeah, hey, I'm the original listener, buddy.
All right.
Thank you
for calling.
Thank you. Hold on. That was a Rick Dees moment, I think.
That's right.
I'm the original. Okay, I'm the original listener.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to catch it. Thanks.
Okay, no, I got it.
Good heavens, no.
All right, I'll see you later. All right, I'm glad we could talk.
Okay.
No, I'm not really. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come now, you speak as if they were a gaggle of slack-jawed yokels.
The Don and Mike Show.
This hog is so gone crazy.
Good evening, gentle persons. Here's Don and Mike.
Good heavens, no.
Yeah. Hey, Robbie, tell the bad lady, give me 2 minutes. Put her on hold. 2 minutes. We're going to talk about the bags at the Oscars, but
the goodie bags, the gift bags that they received.
Stuff we've not gotten to that I wanted to just mention today. David Guest, there's a hot rumor that David Guest is engaged to Diana Ross.
Yeah. No.
They met at the doctor in Beverly Hills.
Oh, she might beat him.
That they both go to. They talked about their love of pills.
And is that what they talked about? Oh, God, I love narcotics.
It says they bonded.
Really?
Over tales of the painkillers and alcohol. They're staying at the Four Seasons. They have separate rooms.
Right.
They are checked in under the name Mr. and Mrs. D, last name VA.
Oh, really?
Get it? D. Va.
Yeah.
D. Va. Okay.
Who knows?
Here's why. Excuse me, I got a cold.
Yes.
Do you? That's killing me. You just noticed that. Here's another reason.
I can never tell when you have a cold.
Here's another reason that Infinity... Well, it's been a long time since I've had one.
It has. I've had three.
Healthy as a horse until 2 weeks ago when all this happened.
Yeah, they say that stress can bring on a cold.
Yeah.
Janet Jackson and the Super Bowl and MTV, mm-hmm. and all you've heard is that everything's going to change.
Right.
And they were taking all the Britney Spears videos
right.
off. Well, kind of under the radar, MTV doesn't want anybody to know, but the Britney Spears video is back 24/7.
There you go.
And there was another one from, who was it, Buzz? Blink 182?
Right, and Maroon 5 as well.
The guys that are mm-hmm. naked all the time, right. and Maroon 5, mm-hmm. the band I like.
Right.
So they're back on MTV.
Sure.
After all the talk saying we weren't going to have this crap on, of course, it's back on. And my question is, what about us?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we can't put the crap back on.
We can't put our videos back on.
Yeah. the guy that caught the ball, the Chicago Cubs ball.
Yeah, the guy that was vilified in the playoff game when, they hold him personally responsible for the Cubs not getting to the World Series.
Right. I was talking to a friend of mine today in the Chicagoland area who said, you will not believe what's going on. Harry Carey's restaurant bought the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, in a 2-hour primetime Chicago television premiere.
Very exciting. Very special.
Yes.
They will blow the ball up.
They got the guy, some special effects guy to do it.
Yes, right. They do. Hold on. I've got the entire story here.
They'll blow it up real good.
The gist of it. Grant DePorter helped buy the ball, $113,000. The Oscar winner who worked on Jurassic Park
right.
and Back to the Future,
mm-hmm.
special effects guy,
wow.
will not reveal his exact demolition plans, but he's been blowing up to 50 balls a day.
Right. To get to practice.
To make sure it's right.
Right. And what they should do is blow up some of the balls that umpire was faking.
So that was
from yesterday's show.
Disgusting.
I realize I broke a prime directive they're talking about yesterday's show, but you see, the umpire would give sell balls for thousands of dollars to people saying they were used in big games when they really weren't.
And Mike, hold on. I got two more things, and then we'll get to our guest. First, Dan Quayle. Dan Quayle reminds me of you.
You say potato. Why does Dan Quayle remind him? Why?
He was golfing. He lost his temper.
Oh, dear.
He's playing in Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
What's that famous place in Scotland?
St. Andrews.
Right. He smashed his golf club deep into the green and broke it. And apparently, you don't do that over there.
Well, hell, did he do it? Was this on a green?
Yes.
Or a fairway?
Hold on.
On a green.
On a putting green.
Ooh. Oh, man, you don't do that anywhere. Don?
Uh-huh.
I have never done that.
Here now, according to BBC...
Because, that's taboo. You're not supposed to do that. You don't screw up the green.
Right. According to BBC, he emerged as if something had jagged his bottom. Then he proceeded to three-putt the green. His nostrils were flared in rage. And to everyone's shock, he buried the shaft of his club into the green.
Wow.
It took me a long time afterwards to get it out of the hole.
Whoa!
So that's the latest on Dan Quayle.
No, you always hear about the fairway. You can, do it on a fairway occasionally.
Anyone else would have been banned.
Yeah. Yeah. Did he get away with it?
Finally, a little bit of good news, Mike. ABC, I think we're all agreed, the best network, right?
Best Love programming.
It. They got the best of shows.
They are the super best.
They've decided that they're bringing back all these shows for next year. My Wife and Kids.
Hello!
Hope and Faith.
Talk to me.
Less Than Perfect.
Yes!
8 Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage
They're
Daughter.
They're all coming back!
And I know that this is not a shock. This is not a surprise.
Is the big guy coming back?
Say, according to Jim.
Hello,
ATJ.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Thank freaking God.
Oh, God. Make me...
Hey, Samantha, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, thanks for joining us. This is Samantha Milo Haft. Well, let me get your music going here. And the Oscars are this weekend.
And Samantha is a part of the company that puts together those incredible gift baskets that now, I think over the last couple of years, have become a big story because they're so unbelievably opulent.
I don't mind telling you, I'm fascinated by this, that the stars don't get talent fees, they get these bags. What is the last event that you did a bag for, Samantha?
It's Oscar weekend, so we're producing the day before the Oscars the gift lounge and the gift baskets for the celebrities involved with the Spirit Awards.
Spirit Awards, okay.
The day before on Saturday.
And that's a great collection. But before that, I'd say the last event was the Sundance Film Festival.
Sundance Film. So even like a film festival, the big names that come into town get a gift basket.
Now listen to this.
Absolutely.
We're going to ask you for more information, but thank you gifts for presenters and gifts at the Spirit Awards. For instance, Elijah Woods is one of the people that's going to be there. You know what he's going to get for being a presenter?
Absolutely. He's going to walk away with about $20,000 worth of goodies.
He gets a TiVo, a weekend at the New York Ritz-Carlton, and free laser eye surgery.
Man, oh man.
That's a lot of, as Mike would say, and I think wrongly so, swag, but yes.
But I mean, a TiVo, that's
the Jolly Swag Man.
That's too big to put in a basket. What do you put it in, a suitcase?
They actually walk away with two. They walk away with a one from Toomey and a big roll away from Kipling.
Oh, my God. Wow.
What is the most over-the-top item this year?
I think probably the LASIK eye surgery, which is a pretty hot item lately.
Yeah, that's
like $5,000.
Thousands of dollars.
That's like $5,000.
In the history of doing these bags that you've been involved with or what you've heard about, what's the biggest item that you've ever heard about?
That I've ever heard about? I think I heard that Ashton Kutcher walked away with a car at the Sundance Film Festival.
Wow.
A car?
Wow. But these are fabulously wealthy people already.
A car. Samantha?
Yeah?
I mean, you've been called the bag lady, right?
I've been called the bag lady. I actually like that better than the swag lady.
The swag lady.
And you get all this stuff for free, right? Because, I mean, I was seeing in the article here that the firms want to get their stuff in there, right?
Exactly. We get hundreds of submissions for any given project, for which we usually can only accept about 20 to 25 companies each time.
In your lifetime, that you've been doing this, who's the best celebrity who's been the most thankful for getting these $20,000 goodie bags? And can you, if you can't give us the name, give us the initials. Who's the worst?
Who's the worst? You know, I haven't run across the worst. They all really seem to be appreciative of it. You know, we get a lot of boy, it feels like Christmas every day type of responses from
them. Is there anybody, though, that went over the top like, oh, wow?
You know, it's usually the younger celebrities who kind of haven't seen it before. It's their first time going around.
Is there anybody that opened it and went, where's the, and I don't know, you know.
Take this away from me.
Where's the Yves Saint Laurent?
I hate to say it. We have had some people, you know, few and far between, but you do get some that you watch and wish it was a watch with diamonds.
Okay, male or female?
Female.
Got to be female. Was it Kathy Lee?
I can't say.
You can't even give us initials?
Can't even give you initials.
I suppose you'd probably lose your job if you did that.
Would you just give us one? It could either be a first name or last name.
I wish I could.
Well, that stinks.
If you don't, I'm going to make one up anyway.
You know what happens? They'll never come back to my lounge.
They'll never come back to your gift lounge?
Exactly. We need them still.
Samantha, do you occasionally send, like, demonstration gift baskets to radio personalities?
You're a whore.
I am. I am proud of it.
You're a whore. You really are.
Do you, Samantha, please?
It's the only way you'll know what we do.
Yes, of course. And send that to Mike O'Mara 4. Mike O'Mara gift basket here at WJFK Radio.
Mike O'Mara whore.
Mike O'Mara
whore. All right, so you're going to be doing the Spirit Awards. This year's package for the Spirit Awards are more than $21,000 in each bag. How much do you think the Oscar bags are worth this year?
You know, I haven't heard. They've been keeping it under a pretty tight wrap, but I don't know that it's much more than that.
Buzz, do you know that, really?
I'm hearing $110,000. It includes a $6,000 television.
Okay, everybody, hold on. Excuse me, and I'm serious. Yeah? This is the sound of me falling on the floor. Excuse me, Rob.
No, really, I swear to Christ.
$110,000.
You are... Hold on, because I really am on
Maybe
the floor.
Maybe it has the car.
You're S-ing me. You mean for a guy like... A no-talent Nimrod like Brad Pitt. He gets up there and he says, and the best supporting actor is...
That's it. That's what he gets.
And he gets $110,000.
Is that a company that competes with you, the guys that are doing the Oscars, Samantha?
Actually, the Oscars produce their gift basket in-house.
In-house. Okay, would you like to get that gig? That's the cherry gig, right?
It would definitely be fun.
Well, you know, the best way, I think, to do that would be to send some of your gift baskets out to radio personnel.
Wow. That would be, again,
Mike O'Mara.
Thanks so much. Look forward to getting it, Samantha.
All right, Samantha. We'll see. Hold on a second, please. Hold on a second.
Hey, Rob, ask her if she'll really send something to Mike.
Yeah, I'd love to know.
You
that.
Wouldn't mind.
You know, really. I'm just
she
in the mood.
Won't.
Don, maybe it's because all we've been through lately. I just,
she won't, though.
You know, I'm ready for a little back.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he being quiet about this?
Rob, come on, Mike. Here we go.
He's on the phone.
Oh, that'd be great if you could send that to Mike O'Meara. That's O apostrophe M-E-A-R-A.
Is it anything good?
Is it anything good?
You're going to get
it. They want to know?
You're going to get it.
It's all good.
All right.
What's the value?
What's the cash value of talking about? It's not the Oscar basket.
What's the cash value? Tell her to be honest.
She's never had any complaints, she says. Can you give an approximate cash value to it?
Just curious.
Just out of curiosity. Wild curiosity. $1.50.
$1.50, okay.
$1.50.
You've crushed a little boy's heart.
No, you're going to get something good. I don't know, I'm not.
Yeah. It'll be a big surprise. She doesn't want to cheapen it.
Okay.
Because it's a big surprise.
All right, fantastic. Yeah. I'm excited about
Let
it.
Let us know.
He says he's excited.
All right, give her that. Now go away and give her the address. Seriously, I'm serious because then I'll report on it.
You want the address?
No, not fake.
Hey, Rob, ask her what's up with the Milo in her name.
Yeah, what's with the Milo in your middle name? They want to know. It's her middle name.
It's her middle name. Okay.
She always goes by it. We should have been calling her Milo.
Don't think it's a girl's name.
Don doesn't think it's a girl's name.
Oh, all right. Well, that's one piece of swag I'm not going to get.
Well, she could go by Sam.
That's a man's name, too.
Yeah, but that's short for Samantha.
Tell her to get a nice girl's name, something like Melissa.
He would prefer you go by a name like Melissa. Oh, no goodies for you.
Hey, Rob.
I don't care.
Rob, well, since that's more for me, and can you have that overnighted?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that'll happen, Mike. Yeah, that'll be overnighted right away. We have a trip to Iceland to give away right now.
Can I have that, too?
Call her 100 at 877-365-3636. No!
I want.
Now, we run out of time today.
Yeah.
We're up to the news part of the show, so we're not going to play a game, but I do have a question about something that happened on today's show.
Very good.
Something rather significant that happened on today's show.
All right.
You think you know you can win a trip to Iceland right now, courtesy of Iceland Air?
I know already.
877-365-3636. Number, call it 100. Good luck. And look at Rob the whole time. We're hearing the buzz music. I'm doing the cell. Still on the phone.
Giving that address.
What'd she say?
I can give you a list of stations. Yes, ma'am. You got it.
There you go. See? I bet you're sorry you didn't ask.
You're gonna get up.
She's going to give all the
big box of turds coming your way.
It's a plastic cone.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Verboten.
One man found a way to bring good news to his
various
people.
Various buzz.
That's me.
He made it up.
Hey, Rob, is she going to send a bag to Mike?
I do believe there are some goodies in your future.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I don't think it's going to be overnighted.
Oh.
And I don't think you're going to be able to throw your glasses away.
All right, okay.
Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, the Passion of the Christ leaves a mark on Ash Wednesday.
Oh, I get jokes. Okay.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Don Show. And Mike.
I don't know why you're so happy. You're going to be disappointed when you open the box.
Hey, have I ever changed in that? You know?
I know what's going to happen. It's going to be a big box.
Right.
You're going to open it. The styrofoam peanuts are going to come out.
Right.
You're going to go, it's got to be something great, just like the guy in Christmas Story, Fragile.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get it, and you're going to go,
it'll be a leg.
It's a piece of crap,
right.
And you'll throw it away, and Joe will take it home.
But won't that bring you great joy?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yes, it will.
Very good.
Mike, all this today, it's all very...
professional.
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Oh, I got you.
That gravy dog, the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, we need to call it 100. Where's the toe down?
There. We got it. It's right there, baby.
Right there. Yeah, do it. Call 100. Give it to Iceland. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, am I calling 100?
Yes, you are. What's your name?
My name's Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, where are you from?
Jamestown, California.
All right, Jeff. My brother Jim.
Uh-huh.
What's happening to him?
He's getting married.
Bingo!
Hold on, I got more than that, though.
Oh, you're going to make it tougher for him?
That's too easy. Where is he getting married?
Vegas.
He's got it.
Do you remember? I'll give it to you. I'll give you an extra prize.
Yeah, give him an extra prize if he knows the name.
Do you know the name of the hotel that my brother, or were you going to say the girlfriend?
Yeah, the girlfriend. It's a better question, the girlfriend.
Because I don't remember the girlfriend's name.
I do.
Do
you remember her name?
Do I remember her name?
Yep. Yeah.
No.
The fiance? No.
What's the name, guys?
Marnie.
Alive! The Bride of Frankenstein.
Well, he had the first two.
Yeah. You got that right.
Good job. It's Marnie. The girl that would be marrying my brother. And my friend, you have won a trip for two to Iceland on Iceland Air.
Great.
Iceland Air is the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic. Daily flights to Europe, Scandinavia, the UK, and Iceland.
And I really think that you didn't know the name because you blocked it. You blocked it out a little bit, Don.
Marnie. Yeah. Marnie.
Marnie is the bride.
Like Carney.
Alive! The Bride of Frankenstein.
Bride.
You guys rule.
You're a good listener. Thank you, my friend. Thank you very much.
You'll have fun.
It's time for Buzz in the News. Oh, we'll give away another trip to Iceland on tomorrow's episode.
Oh, very good.
From Iceland Air.
Great.
Time for Buzz's News now brought to you by Viramax.
Can you call for a doctor?
Yeah, doctor developed and clinically tested. Performance enhancing Viramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Call 1-888-TRI-VMAX. Now, here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Mel Gibson's new movie, The Passion of the Christ, had a blockbuster opening yesterday.
Excuse me.
What?
It's The Passion of Christ.
Joe, I'm Joe. Yeah, that's the way Joe said it all day yesterday, Joe.
Joe keeps trying to teach me, and I keep not learning.
Mm-hmm.
It opened big day with a one-day take of between $15 and $20 million. That's every bit as big as Independence Day and even one of the Lord of the Rings movies. And that means by Monday, the movie's opening take should be around $60 million, which more than pays for the making of the film. The movie has opened to mixed reviews, with people either passionate about loving it or hating it. Many people have joined critics in calling it a two-hour beating for Jesus and the audience.
Hey, can I just stop here for a second and point out to everybody that for Jesus, at least during those last 2 hours, it was a two-hour beating.
Yes.
So if the movie is going to be about Jesus' last hours...
Yeah, and the people that have a problem with it, I think if it's... You know, it's dramatic, and that's what it's supposed to be about, right?
Do you want it to be like on Law and Order? I mean, do you want Elvis to be Elvis? Jesus?
You want it to be like a Batman show? Or it's pow, zing, zap?
No. I can't believe how much of a slip is that, Dr. Freud?
Well, I think that's about right.
That I just said Elvis when I meant to say Jesus.
Well, in many people's lives, Elvis is more important.
Who are you talking about?
Mel Gibson, his outspoken dad, meanwhile, is going into seclusion in West Virginia.
Hutton Gibson.
Yes, his son's movie has stirred up fears about reviving the age-old prejudice that blames Jews for the death of Christ, and Gibson's dad has fanned those flames by saying he believes the Nazi Holocaust has been exaggerated.
So, you know, I was always, when I'd hear this idiot
Wolfgang Goethe from Germany.
Thank you.
Never forget.
That's right.
The Don and Mike Show.
When I would hear this idiot, it always gave me just a little comfort to think that these things he was saying were like being uttered down under, you know, in Australia.
No,
but he's right here in
next door.
Yeah.
Right. And again, let me just point out the hypocrisy of this.
Right.
It's okay, and I'm all right with this, that Mel Gibson's dad can say this stuff.
Sure. Right.
And he has the forum to say it.
Mm-hmm.
We report on it. We say if we like it, we don't like it.
Right.
But it is unequivocally, without question, not right to talk about making love
on
the radio.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right?
You got it. You got it exactly.
Just so I've got the rules straight.
That's it, Don.
Gotcha.
Hutton Gibson also believes Jews are trying to take over the world. He has said so. Hutton's nephew, Pat, says the man's phone won't stop ringing with reporters calling for comments. Quoting Pat, they're making him look bad, and he's not. I just love him to death, end quote.
Rob, would you stop calling him?
He's on the phone now.
You're not even a reporter. Stop calling him.
God.
You're a fan.
God, meanwhile, is no longer getting credit for his part in the movie. Mel Gibson said he envisioned The Passion with God's help. But you won't see God in the movie's credits, and you'll no longer see him in the credits listed on the movie website IMDb.com. IMDb stands for Internet Movie Database, and is a great resource for information on all movies. Partly as a joke, the website gave God his own credit page with an empty picture frame that reads, "Photo not available."
They're wacky, aren't they?
It's nutty.
God was credited, however, on that website for writing the novel that inspired the movie.
You know, sometimes you just want to, like, go to an island somewhere and drink.
Oh, the fun never stops.
I always do.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, that's right.
The American Idol contestant who got drunk to celebrate his success and then led police on a high-speed chase, well, he's out of the show.
Oh, and incidentally, last night, again, America screws it up.
Uh-huh. It was terrible.
They've got 10, and they keep saying, this is the best group we've had thus far.
Right.
Not the best group.
Not the best. And the people they voted on have messed up.
There's one girl last night, and I got in this argument with Frida. We're watching the show, and I said, the girl that was very last that sang All by Myself,
mm-hmm.
I said, she's the only one with any talent.
Well, she was the one I saw a highlight of, and she was fantastic.
And Frida said, well, her voice is nothing special. And I said, you've not heard how bad the other ones are. But there was a second girl whose name also started with L. I think the girl that sang All by Myself with LaToya, there's another girl named L. And I agreed, all the judges, that before people voted, they said, who do you like? And all the judges said, both these girls named L.
Right.
So the one girl named L won. And who was the other one, Rob?
There was London, and Adams is the one.
LaToya didn't win?
Or, I'm sorry, they've got the last, LaToya London and Amy Adams.
And Amy Adams is
the purple hair.
Yeah, she's like the fat Cindy Lauper.
Ah.
And she won. She won. Because America votes.
It's the dumbing of America. What's happening?
Well, the Fox Network has bounced 20-year-old Donnie Williams now that he's been arrested on suspicion of drunk driving. But Fox says he's welcome to try out again next year.
You know, I should point out that you only refer to yourself as Donnie for comic value.
I
believe people that do it seriously should be bounced off shows.
And Mike, and just in case anybody's listening and wondering about that, you want to write me a letter?
Mm-hmm.
It's with an I. And there's only one N.
And a little heart over the I, right?
Donnie.
D-O-N-I. And all lowercase.
Yeah.
And there's a period after.
Donnie.
Yeah, Fox says he can come back next year. The night of his arrest, Donnie yelled at the cops, you're ruining my life. He had been clocked at over 100 miles an hour. Here comes the bride, and here comes the other bride. Rosie O'Donnell in San Francisco today, where she got married to her longtime girlfriend, Kelly Carpenter.
She's alive! Alive! The bride of Frankenstein.
Taking a workout today.
That's a good thing. There she is.
Yeah. Hi, Rosie. That's beautiful. She's beautiful. God, she's a mess. I saw her on Good Morning America, and they tried to clean her up.
Right, looking more beautiful than ever.
Mm-hmm. But still, they just can't manage to clean her up.
Rosie decided to take the plunge after hearing that President Bush wants a constitutional amendment outlawing gay marriage. Quoting Rosie, I am stunned and horrified. That proposal, by the way, about the constitutional amendment is considered dead on arrival. Even many prominent Republicans don't think it has a snowball's chance. The president says he's shocked by the 3,300 gay weddings that have occurred in San Francisco just in the last 2 weeks.
The password is out of touch.
Yeah. So that's not going to make it through. But I guarantee all this indecency stuff is going to make it through.
You better believe
it. Full steam ahead.
I'm hearing, I've read that, but I also hear from people on the Hill that it's too late in the legislative year to make that happen. That there's no way that even if this House resolution gets through, it can't make it to the Senate.
Hey, look at
time.
All the damage they've done already.
Yeah,
they don't need to put any legislation forward. Look what they're doing to our CEO.
Done quite enough already.
You're absolutely right. And their whole rap is going to be, make these companies self-police themselves.
When in fact, what it really should be, the whole motive should be the opposite. It should be the monster theme. Make me feel good.
You may think no one knows how much beer you drink, but Budweiser might.
No, they wouldn't. Rob doesn't like Bud.
Not a big fan.
I do. I love it.
I do, too. I like their products, Michelob Light and the Ultra, right?
Yeah, Michelob Ultra.
CNN is reporting on a new sales tracking network called BudNet. It allows Anheuser-Busch to instantly track sales across the country. If the company loses shelf space in a store in Clarksville, Tennessee, they know it right away. It also raises some privacy questions. Quoting CNN, the last time you bought a six-pack of Bud Light at the Piggly Wiggly, Anheuser servers most likely recorded what you paid, when that beer was brewed, whether you purchased it warm or chilled, and whether you could have gotten a better deal down the street.
Yeah, but they can't follow you to your house.
But
if you put it on a charge card or a debit card,
but with you, this is your whole thing. Like, you don't like the fact that TiVo. Can monitor what you've watched and what you're taping. I mean, who cares?
Yeah, TiVo knows already that I've got issues.
that's my concern.
They should track sales of Excedrin. They should. They should try.
Yes.
They should
try. Well, I suspect they do.
How many rentals a month, Buzz? Do you figure?
How many pay-per-views?
It's all for me. It's all under the table. No actual cash transactions.
Gotcha.
Now, and you know, I do not like to alarm people.
Oh, that means you. That means you're going to alarm people.
But the price of gasoline is about to go through the roof. The $2 roof. Experts say that by
good heavens, no.
By August, gas prices will be anywhere from $2 a gallon up to $2.15 a gallon.
Oh, really? God. Really worth it.
OPEC's cutting its production April 1st by millions of barrels.
That's the sound of my car, incidentally.
And, you know, my car. Oh, my God. And I'm sure your car, too.
Yeah, we know your
car. Wow. Yeah. I mean, both our cars. Don and I drive cars that, really, we get about 2 miles to the gallon.
Not Rob, though.
Who would think in my house the Caprice is the one that's economic?
I know.
Jesus.
You know, we all love our little GM products, but let me tell you something, man. There is a gas-guzzling issue here.
Yeah.
I mean, if I just go down around the block, I have to fill up.
If you knock over a gas can with the lid off, it gets better mileage than my car.
I have to say that on the highway, unless the car is lying to me, when I press the button for instant fuel economy.
Oh, it's lying to you.
I get about 14. About 14 miles to the gallon.
You know, you should know, though, it's not normal to be, when you look at the gauge, you should not see the needle move. This is not common.
I've never been more aware than the car, the current car that I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you the brand. It is a GMC Yukon, and I have never been more aware of gas mileage than I am right now.
Essentially, I think we all have about the same engine. Don's might have a little more horsepower, but I think we all have the 350 cubic.
I think so, and it's just like...
And here's my stance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care, because right now I can afford the gas.
Right.
Right.
I mean,
you know, and I
when we get fired,
right,
that's when I'll worry.
Well, I'm thinking after the recent scare of a lot of those things right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm eating peanut butter. Just peanut butter.
Just peanut butter?
Peanut butter on my finger.
Big wooden spoon.
That's it. With a spoon.
Yeah, with a spoon.
All right.
A spoon.
Well, it's not just the OPEC cutback. A new environmental rules require a new additive that's more expensive than the one it's replacing. Also, with a slightly better economy, people are traveling more, and more demand also means higher prices.
Lie.
We're hearing that because of distribution
problems.
You know,
these stories you're reading, you're aware that you're just being a puppet. You know that, don't you?
You think so?
You're being a puppet for the oil companies that are making all this garbage up. Because the fact is,
they got plenty of it.
They got plenty of it, and they could sell it for a nickel a gallon.
And you know what I do to get better mileage?
No, what?
I put in some Dawn dishwashing detergent.
It's amazing.
And that car flies.
It's better than BG.
BG product.
BG.
He said one of the BG secret words.
BG.
We're being told today that because of distribution problems, we know for a fact that gas prices in California have jumped about 20 cents today.
Yeah, of course. Lies.
That's right.
We got a break. What is next?
Thieves are stealing fancy headlights.
Bastards.
Yeah.
You know, when is the news going to be good?
I'd like some kind of happy story. You better have something happy in the next segment there.
I'm looking ahead.
What do you got, Buzz?
I'll do the best I can.
That's all right. If it's not happy, good. Just tell us. We'll make the best of it.
Oh, well, maybe Ben getting even with J-Lo. That's in
there. Hey!
Now I'm there.
Here's
I'm happy.
News.
Now, really, I'm bored with them. What else you got?
Let's see.
Buzz, I'm kidding. Hold on. You take it seriously. Hold on. Just read the stuff that we already went over.
Wendy's fires manager.
Your list is fine.
Yeah.
Your list is fine. I'm just kidding you. For God's sake.
Shut up! Wendy's fires man. That's not bad. How about Dave Thomas coming back from the grave?
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hear ye. Switch to Singular Wireless. You get a wireless company that offers you and your family the best plans possible.
You know something, my friend? Only Singular Wireless has family talk, and Singular is the only place for rollover Beethoven.
Ah, you know the old rollover. Rollover plan is great because it allows you to roll over your unused minutes month to month for up to a year.
I get it. Rollover, very clever. Just remember that Singular with a C. CINGULAR. Check it out online at Singular.com.
When you add great features to your account, the total $4.99 or higher.
You mean like text messaging or roadside assistance?
Exactly. You get the swell LG 4010 flip phone free. No hassles, no rebates.
And right now, Singular is waiving activation fees on national plans, $39.99 and higher, with a 1 or 2 year contract, which I think is fantastic.
So why wait? Go to www.singular.com. Restrictions apply. See the website. Singular is Neato Torpedo.
The Don and Mike Show.
Persecuted.
WKFK. This is
hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They have the best radio show on the radio. Don and Mike.
Yeah, we're driving you home, driving you crazy. 6:38.
Man, even under the weather,
yeah.
He's still tight, bright, and out of sight.
I'm sick as a dog.
He's still tight to it.
As a freaking dog.
I'm sorry.
And I'd like to know the dog that's, you know, I'd like to know the dog that's sick when someone says.
Yeah, because your dog's got a bad rap. You say you're sick as a dog. And dogs never let you know when they're sick. They have like a cold nose or a wet nose.
Or they puke or they go number two. But
yeah, but they never like walk around going, oh, I'm so sick. Sick as a dog. Help me. Oh, me. I'm so poor me.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Porsche drivers in Florida and elsewhere, apparently, are keeping an eye on their headlights. Porsche headlights.
Hey, you think Ken Stevens still listens?
I don't know.
Do you think Ken Stevens has had to sell his Porsches?
I do.
How about Tim Sabian?
He's got one too?
Not yet.
Yeah.
No, he does.
No,
I remember Surf had an old one that caught on fire when he was driving it.
Yeah. Orange flames and orange fingers. Porsche headlights are the latest targets of thieves in the Miami area and around the country. One man has lost his twice in the last 2 months. Quoting him, they now know where I live. He says he'll turn in the car he's leasing. 5 dozen pairs of Porsche headlights have been swiped in the last year just in Coral Gables. One repair shop says it's getting 10 reports a week. The lights cost $1,400 or more when new. The replacements cost $7,000. The lights don't fit cars other than Porsches, but quoting one Porsche owner, these guys can't read.
Hey, you want a real quick example of I'm stupid?
Uh-huh.
And I know this is a game I play all the time, but I'll tell you something about cars.
Mm-hmm.
When I was down in Daytona for the NASCAR.
Yeah.
When I was by Michael Waltrip's car.
Right.
The 15 car.
Right.
15 car.
I was shocked to find out that on the NASCAR race cars.
Mm-hmm. They don't have headlights.
Yeah. That the headlights are just stickers.
Right.
That are made to look like headlights.
Wow. Yeah.
Never knew it.
Yeah.
Because I'm stupid. If you want to write me a letter, it's D-O-N-I. I'm stupid.
Donnie.
You want another example of being stupid? I had to replace a headlight in my car a few weeks ago, and when I went to Track Auto, they said, you know, you really should replace them in pairs. So I said, okay, and I bought an extra one. I'm driving home. I said, of course they said that. Now I have to buy two. I didn't even ask why. I said, oh, yeah, well, of course I knew that.
All right, of course.
I had a headlight go out, and I had ended up having to go to the shop. But, you know, I always end up going to the shop because I'm less than a man.
Right.
Because I put the new headlight in,
mm-hmm.
and to change the headlight's not easy. That you've got to get the screwdriver and you've got to get all this stuff.
Right.
So I get the new one in, and I get in the car, and it looks, my headlights look like bosoms of that woman that used to work here.
Right, yeah, one's up, one's down.
The one that was okay
right.
is level.
Uh-huh.
The one that I've changed now is looking up at the sky.
You can flag people. Airliners.
Yeah, so I had to just drive without the lights on to go to the garage to say, I put the light in.
Right.
But it's like one of those searchlights in 20th Century Fox.
You know, I have a headlight story. One time I had this car with headlights, and I drove home one night, and I didn't even turn them on.
Thank you.
Lucky to be alive.
Was that Friday? Saturday?
No, I don't drive anymore.
Ellen and the girl that we were just talking about.
Hello.
There we go.
Yes.
Old friend.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, busty Baywatch babe Pam Anderson is hanging up her implants. She says she's retiring from showbiz.
Good heavens, no.
Yes.
Does that mean she's going to quit her radio show that she's doing with Jim McClure?
Well, I don't know. She hasn't said.
It's already over?
Yeah, it was like a limited run. It's done.
It wasn't even a real radio. It was satellite radio.
Right. Yeah. Well, quoting the now 36-year-old, I don't want to be an actress. I never did want to be an actress. She tells E! Entertainment Television she wants to devote more time to her sons, ages 6 and 7.
There's two lucky, well-adjusted boys.
Quoting again, I always said when they started going to school I wouldn't do any more. I want to be home for them. I want to pick them up from school. She will still work on her line of clothing, but she also has no more time for her latest boyfriend, Kid Rock. They have split up.
Doesn't she have hepatitis?
Yes, she does.
She does.
In like a year or something?
She says,
wasn't she saying that?
I think so. Yeah, but she said she was sick, but she now says that her liver is getting healthier and healthier.
Yeah, mine is too.
And her kids, how old are her kids, Buzz? You say
6 and 7.
6 and 7.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think they've seen the tape yet?
Probably not, and but you know they probably will. Well, you said it, well adjusted. Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, you can send them to the most exclusive private school in the world mm-hmm. that's got gigantic walls outside and yep. guards and mm-hmm. everything, but I guarantee you, if it hasn't happened already, mm-hmm. gets at, what's that, second grade, third grade?
Yeah, second and third grade. Aren't they cute little kids? Look at that little barbed wire tattoo on their arm.
Hey, I got a tape of your mommy.
Hee-hee-hee.
You want to see a tape of your mommy?
J-Lo and Ben have a new movie coming out, but you wouldn't know she's in it, judging from the ads. Jersey Girl opens next month with visions of Geely still fresh in people's heads. When the publicity sheet went out to reporters this week, it didn't even include J-Lo's name. She's barely in the trailer, you won't see her on the poster, and she won't be on Leno pushing the movie. And a wedding scene featuring Ben and J-Lo has been cut from the movie now.
God, that poor sap.
Yeah. One of the world's most bizarre Catholic priests now admits he also stole money from the church. 64-year-old John Johnston was arrested last year with a stash of pornography.
He doesn't have to call me Johnston.
You know, right there, that's your first problem. Yeah, anytime you got a guy like, if his name is like Mike Michaels.
Uh-huh. Yeah, very dangerous.
You know, you get, if it's like Sam Samuelson, suddenly say, problem.
Evil.
Johnny Johnson, problem.
Arrested in his New York apartment last year with a stash of pornography, Nazi memorabilia, and an illegal handgun.
Hey. Hi, pal.
Yesterday, Father John also admitted having stole $50,000 from the church. In last year's raid, police found
Did you say having stole?
Having stolen, I said.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right.
Can we rewind the tape?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Buzz. Every now and then I got to point it out.
Sorry, I may have...
Well, I know you'd be the last guy in the world to make that kind of mistake, but I mean, I think it was just a tongue thing.
Well, let's spotlight it.
You know,
if you insist...
It's a little tougher now, Buzz. You understand
yeah,
that,
no, I understand.
If you insist, Buzz...
Okay, I do.
All right, Robbie, you see,
I think I may have...
Hey, but you know what? Here's the deal. Uh-huh. If you didn't say it, then you can make death jokes about me.
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen. I think I did say it. Because I see it in the typo here.
Or did you type it like that?
Yes. Oh, no. Oh,
that's even worse. How you doing, Joe?
Teach me to believe what I read.
Here we go.
$50,000 from the church. In last year's raid, police found
world... Did you say having stole?
That's just before that.
Got to back it up a little more, Robbie, please.
Pinch more.
I have a gun.
Yesterday, Father John also admitted having stole $50,000 from the church.
There you go.
In last year's raid, police...
Having stole...
I'm sorry, brother.
I'm sorry.
But you'll pay me.
I'm really the one who's sorry.
The news with Joe.
Yes.
Oh, my.
That
was a significant error.
Thank you, Rob.
I was
trying to find that one.
I'm going to need laser eye surgery. In last year's raid, police found World War II uniforms and backpacks, busts of Nazi leaders, along with gay and straight pornography.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
Pointing to a bag of cash, the ex-priest said to police, "That's my 401k. He turned himself in on the theft charge and says the $50,000 he'll pay back includes the money he stole and the interest it would have earned.
Wow.
Yeah, good for him. Father Fitzgerald, whatever his name was.
And what is it about Catholic schools that seems to attract weirdos? In Paterson, New Jersey, a man faces child endangerment charges after he showed up at the school to apply for a job. He showed up wearing pink tights and a diaper underneath.
Oh.
When he was told he did not get the job, he... used the diaper. Then fled on foot and was captured at a nearby grocery store. The 53-year-old is... He now wears an orange jumpsuit. He's in jail with bail set at $75,000. He'll be examined by a shrink next month.
Good heavens, no.
I agree, ma'am. What is wrong with Buzz? Thank you.
In sports, Baltimore running back Jamal Lewis has turned himself in on drug charges. The federal indictment says the 24-year-old conspired to sell cocaine in the summer of 2000. His lawyer says Lewis is innocent and that the FBI got its tip 4 years ago.
What?
The lawyer says no one did anything until Lewis achieved his success.
What? Justice moves slowly.
One Maryland law professor says he thinks it's politically motivated as a follow-up to the president's State of the Union promise to fight drug use in sports.
Huh?
Everything's going on, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a tough time to be in America.
It's like maybe Jamal Lewis is involved in this or not, but I don't think it's a government conspiracy.
I mean, what's going on here?
His lawyer speaking, of course. A baseball player in Denver's finally said what everybody's thinking about Barry Bonds. Relief pitcher Turk
Wendell. He's dreaming.
No, Turk Wendell or Turk Wendell?
Turk, you know, Wendell.
Turk Wendell. Turk Wendell has flat out accused Bonds of taking steroids. Turk says it's, quote, clear just seeing his body.
Winner!
Barry Bonds has responded with profanity and threats.
Hey, speaking of that, did you see the pictures of Jason Giambi reporting to Yankees camp?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
There's another one.
God. Yeah.
Okay, now. Okay.
I mean, if that is not one or, obvious.
One or two things happened.
Right.
You know, I mean, either.
Yeah, right. He's very ill.
Either he's got AIDS.
Right, right.
Or he stopped taking steroids.
Pretty amazing when you saw those pictures of him.
Well, when Wendell spoke, Barry Bonds responded with profanity and threats. Aggressiveness is a side effect of steroid use. Bonds advises Turk to say it to his face. Quoting Bonds, "Don't talk to the media like you're some tough guy."
Tough guy.
And Bond says he won't put up with as much from pitchers this season.
And you know what his brother had to say about it?
No.
His brother, Gary U.S.
Bond.
Right. Okay.
Finally, you know how when you go to Home Depot, there are pigeons flying around inside?
No.
Yeah, no, I've seen that.
Okay.
You know, it's a big warehouse, and they have the garden center, and the pigeons get in.
Yeah.
People will back me on this. And some people are concerned about bird droppings. They'd be more concerned about something else at a Home Depot in Cleveland. There's a hawk loose inside that store, and it's having a heyday killing and eating the pigeons. And while that sounds like good news, it isn't. Thanks to the hawks, the customers there are now dodging the falling remains of the inside-out pigeons. According to the assistant manager, some customers were upset. Some said it was the neatest thing they'd ever seen. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No.
That's it.
No, come on.
Go get well. I'll try. We'll be back tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Feel better, Don.
I will.
You.
You know what's good for a cold?
What?
Vinegar.
Wow.
Rob, if we were doing the old show,
never mind. No.
As always, all my very best.
So long, suckers.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.